team than right here, right now.
Well, I just heard, Rob.
Yes, tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
Really?
Running with the devil.
Running with the devil.
Whoa,
30 seconds left in the break.
Hello, Robbie. How about you, boys?
It wasn't bad. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mile High Magic and all the ships at sea. And now, ready to breathe some ozone while standing in a puddle of their own urine,
hey.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening. Right, coast to coast, nationwide, this is a national show via
That's Wood Von, darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why every day we insist you refer to it as your cotton-picking Don and Mike show.
The show that is endorsed by the one and only Steve Johnson.
Coming to you from radio station WJFK. Radio station that smells like someone's underpants on a hot day.
Yeah.
Radio station WJFK. And of course, you know, Mr. Brown Crown, that's Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
The yellow stain would be Jeremy Coleman. You see, Ken is the general manager with the hideous skin tags, and Jeremy's program director.
Yeah, Jeremy will be on the front, Ken will be on the back.
And then you have a Big Daddy Mel ruling the world from New York City. Eyebrows, hair, cufflinks. Much love to you, Big Daddy Buddha Mel.
Chief.
And, of course, our agent, Junior Soprano in Chicago. Still screaming, you should have done that VH1 show.
Ooh. Hey, word of advice now for soccer moms. Say Junior and Missy move them way to the back of your green minivan,
where I have just whipped this thing out.
That looks like a gold star.
It is a scab, Mike. And it is another perfectly executed opening to this big-time major market radio show. Yeah. Hey, we're not fooling you. Arbitron rated. 5 million listeners at any given time.
Woo, yeah. Running with the devil.
Cat scratch fever.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
I got the cat scratch fever. Yeah, 5 million listeners strong. We thank you for your patronage. Here he is to my left and to your right. Radio's Siffy Elston. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. New episode, of course. And today is Tuesday. It is the 14th of September. And our toll-free telephone line is 1-877-365-3636.
Woohoo!
Big show today. Topic on everybody's mind. First off, has to be this damn hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
I have some thoughts on this.
And would your thoughts, just as a guess, when you start to express them, which I know you will in a moment, do they have something to do with it's not going to be as bad as everybody thinks?
No. although, well, you interpret them as you will.
Okay, very good.
I'm watching the coverage, of course, and I'm seeing the evacuation of Florida, and I guess now they say maybe it's not going to hit Miami, but maybe it's going to hit, you know, upper Florida and Carolinas. I see on the TV, and this was when they were still predicting that it was going to hit right smack dab into Miami, into South Florida.
A direct hit for Miami.
I see on the news last night on CNN, people in line at Home Depot, and they're interviewing people who have waited in line for 8 hours. Home Depot stayed open 24 hours a day so people could buy plywood.
Right. Got to buy that plywood, Donnie.
I understand the concept. However, doesn't it reason to think that if this storm is coming at you, and the storm has winds of 150 miles an hour,
right?
That I don't care if you put 10 pieces of plywood on your windows.
It wouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So that's my first thought. What are you people thinking? Right? It's 150 mile an hour wind coming at you.
If you have a stick-built home and you get a direct hit from a, what is it, Category 5?
Yeah.
It's down to 4 now. But if it was a Category 5, you get a direct hit to a stick-built home, your home's gone.
If you're the three little pigs, even if you live in a house that's made of brick.
Right. Well, your block-built home's gone, they hold up better.
Well, I thought it was weird that if I was in that situation.
Right.
And I knew that I had a limited amount of time before a storm with 150 mile an hour winds was coming.
Right.
I wouldn't be at Home Depot waiting for 8 hours to buy 2 pieces of plywood. And then what made it even goofier was the guys that had waited 8 hours, when they came out of the Home Depot, they're giving each other high fives and stuff.
We got our plywood!
Yeah, we got the plywood! Yeah, bring on the storm!
Even if you're expecting a direct hit, these things can always make a last-minute turn, and so if you get some of the marginal hurricane-force winds, that plywood could help you minimize the damage to your home.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. Thank you for...
He's the voice of reason, isn't he?
Thank you for observing the obvious.
So they're trying.
It's my job, though, to observe the not-so-obvious.
Right.
If there's 150 mile-an-hour wind coming at you,
right,
who gives a rat's ass you got a piece of plywood up?
I was listening to a news report today, and I felt very sorry for some people
that are, you know, in different parts of the country,
right,
and they're canceling the flights into Miami, and there are people that have family down there, like kids and old people, that can't get into the area, and they're freaking out a little bit, and I can understand why. A lot of people down there are still freaking out. You know what the best chance of a direct hit down in South Florida is? The fact that the forecasters are now saying it's not going to be a direct hit.
I think
that would make me nervous if I lived in Miami.
I just cleaned out the lines. We had some calls from Florida. Some people who were going to talk about this with us. We have more than one radio station that carries our show.
Right. Yeah, now it's Orlando and places like that. They're getting uptight, and I'm worried about the mouse. I'm very, very worried about the mouse.
Mouse Marcy?
No, Don, the mouse representing the Disney Corporation, of course.
Screw him. I hope Disneyland gets wiped off the face of the earth. Or, excuse me, Disney World.
Oh, I like it when you call it Disneyland, though. That's good.
Disneyland. Nothing made me happier than if Universal Studios was left standing.
Right, it probably will be.
And Disneyland was just blown to the ground.
I would, this is not a comment on anything other than my own opinion. I will tell you right now that I think if it took a direct hit, I think you'd have a lot of damage done to Disney World, and the good people at Universal probably be unscathed. Better construction standards.
And karma.
Yeah.
Disney World. Where do you want to call first? You want to call Fort Myers, Florida, or Gainesville? Which is further south?
South is Fort Myers. Gainesville would be absolutely north. Gainesville would be, way up north, like in the panhandle.
Buzz, which has got a bullseye on it right now, of those two cities?
Let me see. The northern one would have, because it's actually headed,
I think, now more toward the
Florida-Georgia border.
All right, let's call.
Is Gainesville in the panhandle, Buzz, or is it? Yeah, it is in the panhandle, right? Yeah, right at the hook.
All right, let's call Gainesville, Georgia. Florida. I'm sorry. I say that every time.
Very central, though. Very central.
Magic 101.3. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we're on the air, I think, on a station that you own.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you boarded up your windows?
No, we haven't.
How are your preparations going? What is the forecast? Is the hurricane going to hit you?
Hopefully not. We'll probably get the outside of it, though.
Has the general manager already run and hid?
No, not yet. We thought he did, but he came back.
He's not surrounding the building with all the air personalities that work at the station? The human shield? providing protection for his vast array of expensive audio and broadcasting equipment?
Yeah.
And I got news for you. If I'm a disc jockey on the radio during a hurricane, you know what I say? I put on Stairway to Heaven, the longest record I can find, and I beat ass out of there.
I don't believe that. I believe you're the kind of guy that would hang in there, and we would all be running away, and you would...
No.
You're not taking into account that death wish that I know you've had for years and years, where you would broadcast... You would love the thrill of broadcasting.
Well, it would be a rush, Mike.
No, we'd probably both wimp out. We'd probably...
I mean, if it was a real... The real McGill, 150-mile-an-hour winds,
mm-hmm.
I probably would leave. But I've been in radio stations where there's been fires and stuff.
Right.
And everybody else has left, and I've stayed because I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's cool to actually be
cool
in the middle
to stay.
Of something.
Sure.
In the middle of something. When we had the Civil War, when we were actually being...
All right, guys, got to go.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, nice chatting with you.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for contributing so much to our show.
Great insight. All right.
Yeah, she was really, really bright.
I hope somebody blows her house down. Let's call Fort Myers, Florida, even though it's further down in Florida.
My sister actually has a place down there, down in the Barrier Islands. Down on the islands outside of Fort Myers.
It's not only in the southern part of the state, but it's on the other coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're probably laughing at everybody, right?
Probably.
Well, those hurricanes tend to skirt across the tip of Florida and go right into the Fort Myers area.
They can. Although land generally slows them down a bit.
But probably partying.
It's a great place to party.
It's WTLQ.
Hi, this is Bob Grissinger. I'm sorry, I'm unavailable to
do
all of this stuff.
He's glad.
I may be in the building.
Grissinger.
If you'd like to press zero.
Hey, Bob Grissinger with you. Bob Grissinger get together for a good look at Hurricane Tuesday. What the hell is Bob Grissinger? Obviously, I have the wrong telephone number.
Yeah, quarter past the hour, the Bob Grissinger showgram.
Here's a guy calling us from Florida, right? Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Where are you calling from in Florida?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville. All right. Could you give us a better read on what's happening?
Yeah, they're expecting about 60 to 70 mile an hour winds tonight. Pretty much all the water was gone yesterday, like off the shelves, and people are just loading up. They're saying electricity might be out for a couple days.
So, in other words, that receptionist at the station was just completely not telling us the truth.
Ignorant.
Shocker. Okay. All right.
The thing is, more people are worried about... maybe missing the Tennessee-Florida game here this weekend.
Yeah, Gators.
Yeah, right.
ESPN setting up and stuff, and they're holding out right now.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Later,
that doesn't go reported a lot in this country, but I see it even around here. Florida Gators fans are the most rabid football fans in the United States.
Hello, here is a guy from the Carolinas calling us now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm down here like in a Folly Beach area.
Where's that? What's that near?
South side of Charleston.
Okay. All right.
That's we got 10 and 12 foot waves already. I'm going to ride this thing. I'm going to throw some Ario Speedway and ride the storm out.
You know what? All you surfers. You guys deserve to be killed, because I'll tell you why. Because you always see it on the news when a hurricane or a tropical storm is coming.
See the guys in their wetsuits on the beach.
You always got these idiot surfers with their the tie dye and they got the bleach hair, and they're out there like, "Mom, this is the greatest wave ever.
We don't got waves like this on the coast of Carolina, so we're getting real like Hawaii style waves here, and it's really just bitching."
Oh, those guys piss me off. They really do.
It's me and my dog, a 40-pound bag of Alpo and a 12-pack of Budweiser.
Well, how close are you to the storm surge?
Well, we should be getting pretty, the next 12 hours, they're saying.
Could you walk to the ocean from where you are?
No, not yet. Very far block.
Very, very, very brave.
Right.
Very brave when you're sheltered away from it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Although, if you're only a block away, I don't know, maybe that's close.
That's very close. For my money, the Carolinas really, Carolinas, like in recent history, are places where the land changes, the configuration of the land because of hurricanes and storm surges.
Uh-huh.
You get a place where there's an inlet where there wasn't an inlet before.
Right, here's another guy from Florida. This is Chuck calling us from Florida. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, the mother chucker. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm calling down here from Fort Misery.
Yes, sir, Fort Myers.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that thing's going to hit us at all. It's probably going to end up skirting around us. But as far as that plywood goes, I know you guys are laughing pretty hard about the fact that plywood ain't going to help you none. But the way they tell us, and I've been down here for all my life, pretty much once that wind goes through them windows, it'll just lift your house right off.
I'm sure that if a hurricane's coming directly to your house, that the fact you have plywood on your windows will save you. I don't think so.
Well, I was born here in Fort Myers, and I've been here for 25 years, and I can tell you, every time a hurricane's ever come through, I've never once done anything.
Very good. Now, that's the kind of man that we respect.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
I just want to say I'm squarely behind Don on this plywood issue. I think it's foolish. It's a foolish exercise.
I think it's foolish when the winds are 150 miles an hour.
I think it's foolish at any time.
When your house is going to be uprooted.
Plywood. Why don't you just build a plywood box around your house?
Hello?
Like Joe Ardinger lives in. Joe Ardinger, family bond.
He likes that. He's comfortable in there. He's got electricity.
All right. Now, here's Kathy. Where are you calling us from, Kathy?
Wichita.
Well, now, you don't have a hurricane in Wichita.
My sister just left Jacksonville 2 hours ago.
Yeah?
Jacksonville would be a place where we should call, because that is a...
Well, it serves them right. I hope they get blown off the map, because they canceled our show there.
That's right. That's what they get.
Mm-hmm. I hope that town gets erased off the map.
Well, what the deal was my sister and her sister-in-law and the boys, they went on to Lake City, which is only like 80 miles away, like west. And I can't believe that's far enough myself.
It is, basically, because what you're talking about in a hurricane is storm surge that does a lot of the damage. And, the coastal winds, once it hits land, it does tend to break up a little bit.
You almost said that in a funny way. A couple of weeks ago when there was Hurricane Dennis,
right.
There was some guy on our station in Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
They do the lamest show in the middle of the day, where it's like the general manager of the station,
right.
and some of his cronies, they get on and talk about like people jaywalking and stuff,
right,
and I should say.
Right.
And he kept referring to it as Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Hurricane Dennis.
A lot of people say it that way.
Right.
It's a hurricane.
It was pissing me off every time I hit.
It's a hurricane that might hit Miami.
Hurricane Dennis.
Hurricane.
Well, anyway, there are guys
like
that stayed at the house to ride the storm out.
Oh, they're staying to ride the storm out?
Yeah. They're pulling this macho man stuff to ride the storm out.
Later on today, we will have a complete program dedicated to the hurricane.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hello there.
Don from Pensacola, Florida.
There you go. Now, Pensacola, well, that's actually on the other side, too.
Yeah, well, that's where Mike thought Gainesville was.
Well, no, actually, I thought it was in the Panhandle. Pensacola is in the Panhandle, but Gainesville is on the Gulf side, too.
You know,
right?
For being
North Central.
Or Central. For being two guys with a national radio show, and we're on it over 50 cities.
Right.
You just realize it. We don't, I'm amazed our show succeeds because we don't know dick about anything.
May I go on record as saying when the initial question was posed, where is Gainesville and Fort Myers? I said Gainesville is north and Fort Myers is south. So I was right, at least in the north-south issue.
That's right.
And it was not in the pant.
That's
wrong.
Right.
Thank you, dude.
System, you get an A for that.
Thank you very much.
We get a direct hit. Two hurricanes, maybe Buzz will remember, 4 or 5 years ago when both Aaron and Opal hit Pensacola. the goal.
Yeah, Buzz will remember. He's the smart guy, right? Not like that Mike that didn't know you, that thought it was in China.
Buzz Burbank is God.
Oh. Yes, well,
anyway,
if God's a swinger.
I'm still waiting for you.
You know, that is quite ironic that you say Buzz is God when we all know that Buzz very openly does not believe in God.
Oh, that's a misconception,
Buzz is an
actually.
Atheist.
Not
Let's
really true. That. Let's address that once and for all. What are your beliefs?
What are my beliefs?
What is your belief system?
I believe in God. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Christian. I try to live that way, mostly, these days.
All right, Siffy.
Yeah, I'll take that swinging thing up to his master.
Okay. All right.
Hey, it's good. I'll get in.
Hello. I've heard some atheist comments from the
No, program. You never have.
Yes, I have. When
never.
I've been over at your home.
No, you never
when your
have.
Wife goes through those weird rituals.
No, there are no rituals.
Yes, there are.
I believe, don't you have your public your public belief system and your private belief
yes.
system?
No, that's
yes.
not true.
Yes,
no,
he does, Mike, and you know he does.
I
yes.
just stated my public belief
no,
system
he's probably,
and
should,
my private
go
belief
Go to his house
system.
Some weekend and drink the animal blood. Then you'll find out. When you go to Buzz's house on a Saturday night, he's wearing a black robe. Well, and he answers the door and he goes, welcome. You come in, there's all candles everywhere. You go, what is that? What is that smell?
My wife and I are putting feelers out right now to actually move back in kind of in a backwards direction religiously for us. We're actually thinking about returning to a church that's been much maligned on this very
burger,
the Catholic.
Oh,
well, I don't know. She has expressed an interest in it.
Well, what? Well, apparently we have a non-Catholic on the line. My God. Hello? Hello?
That's not somebody doing that.
What is wrong with your telephone, pal?
I'm underwater. It's a hurricane.
All right. Okay.
All right.
What would possibly make you want to go back and be a Catholic again?
Oh, you know, I would bore you to tears. It would take longer than we have on this broadcast today to go into to my head and my wife's head about the whole church issue. It's very dull, it's very private, and it's very boring. It's very, very, very boring. It really is.
Okay.
I mean, it would be, if I was to sit here, you know, by the time I got done, you'd be looking out the window.
I'm already kind of looking out the window.
Yeah, I know you are. But, you know, I also don't want to get into it because I have no idea whether it's, you know me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether it's going to happen. It's just like everything, you know. I don't know whether it's going to happen or not.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And if it happens, you know it'll happen. She'll go and I'll be, you know, sitting at home.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't
right.
go to church anyway.
Absolutely. You know, I'd be, hey, be glad to join again. I'll see you a couple of months from now.
See you Christmas.
See you Christmas and Easter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, kick ass.
Right.
666!
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Congratulations, Mike. Catholicism is the only true religion.
Well, there you have it. The only true religion. That's the philosophy that's gotten so many people killed over the years.
That's right.
I'd like to just remind you that that is the religion that turned its back on you and
yes.
turned its back on me.
I understand.
Simply because we married women who would not listen.
Right. I know. I understand
you know,
that.
The first time.
I know. That's a great
well,
way to put it.
Well, let's go rape and pillage!
People are kooky, aren't
yeah.
they?
When we get into theology on this show, there's nothing like it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
James, I'm calling from Franklin, North Carolina.
Yes, hello, sir.
No crap. Just moved my grandparents into a house in Savannah, Georgia 2 weeks ago, and they're already back.
Oh, man, that's
I've been evacuated.
Savannah's really an area that they're thinking about a direct hit.
I can't believe it. I wish they would just go away and die.
I think so.
You would go away and die.
What, your grandparents?
Your grandparents?
Yeah, man, they're just a pain.
If you want them to die, you put them in the right spot. Why don't you just chain them out to the back porch?
I was thinking about chaining them to the front of my truck and just driving them to the edge of the ocean and just say, hey, go away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, what
is wrong
lab.
With people?
I tell you what's wrong with me. Too much alcohol as a child. That's what's wrong with me.
What, your mother drank while she was pregnant with
oh,
you?
Oh, they put it on the table, man. That whole Catholicism thing and the communion. They'd get me used to it before Sunday. You know?
So many conflicting, you know, there's so many overlapping themes on today's show.
Hello, not in my show.
Hey, I just drank a beer and I took some pain pills and I feel kind of funny.
I don't believe him. I really don't.
Thanks for that bulletin. Yeah, yes, Rob?
I was just saying it was neat to have Pat Summerall on the show.
Oh, I got you with the pills and the booze.
That's right. That's how he started. Feels kind of funny.
Jamal Anderson, beg your pardon.
O.J. Santiago.
I beg your pardon.
He said, I beg your pardon a million times.
He didn't say the I part, right? Didn't he say
no.
Beg your pardon?
It's just beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
Sorry.
First and 10 for Atlanta on a 42. Beg your pardon, 32.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello there.
Hi, this is Aubrey.
Hello, Aubrey.
Aubrey, the person who sent us nude photos.
Yes, from Spokane.
Ah, round of applause for Aubrey.
Aubrey, you got to send us some more naked pictures of yourself.
Oh, I don't have any new ones. I have some new face shots that I actually just sent in because she was waiting to turn my pictures in.
You remember Aubrey is the girl that desperately wanted to be in Playboy and
had a tremendous amount of courage to send us her photos to be reviewed.
Sent us pictures and we passed them around the office and let all the boys see, you know, what she had going on.
Twice she did it. Her last batch was better reviewed than the first one.
Yes. You remember Aubrey has that weird, like, big eagle tattoo that covers up, like, a large part of one of her breasts.
Snake scales.
Right, and she is committed to that tattoo.
I just sent her some new pictures because she wanted to see some face shots, so that's the last batch I'll be sending, and she said she would be taking them into her next meeting.
Oh, who's that? The lady of Playboy?
Yeah, one of the ladies I've been speaking to.
Still committed to the tattoo.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
No, love you more.
Bye.
Goodbye, Aubrey. Bye bye. Hang up. And she's gone.
Wow. Yeah, that's nice.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you see the weak ass halftime show last night?
Oh, you mean the John Elway show?
It was like a 15-minute course.
Now we're going to bring everybody up from the Denver Broncos organization to climb inside of the two pillows and salute John Elway.
This is Al Michaels. I'm inside the anus. And I want to tell you something that's great in here. There's room in the anus for the two Super Bowl trophies.
This is fantastic. Al Michaels, I'll tell you right now. Oh, boy. John Elway, his lovely wife, his beautiful children, his incredible life, his incredible career, his incredible humanitarian, his car dealerships, everything. He's the greatest man, the greatest human being, because he threw the football so well. He is Superman. He is God. He is great.
Who picked the music? That's what I want to know. They bring him out on the field. Anybody else knows the music they had? Rebel Yell by Billy Idol.
Right? And so maybe it's a quarterback thing. Remember, Mark Rippon used to like that song, too.
I just think it was just some idiot up in the PA booth who just put on whatever stupid music they had when they brought him out.
This one's for John.
I hate that owner of the Broncos.
I think he's gotten enough credit now. I mean, I know he's a great quarterback. I think he's gotten plenty of credit.
Yeah, as far as the owner goes, how about just showing the owner's wife for about 15 minutes?
Yeah, I'd like to know how much work that owner's wife has had done on her.
I mean, really?
She is like a
Super Bowl trophy wife.
She is a walking testament to plastic surgery. And I could not stop staring at John Elway's mouth. Man, that guy, he's got the Mr. Ed mouth to end all Mr. Ed mouth.
It was shaking like he needed a Coors or something.
Hey, but it's an original.
Yeah.
Just like John.
I hate those commercials. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Bundy.
I was wondering if you'd want to update us on the situation between your brother and your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're going to do that yesterday, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to need a whole break to tell you about that. I promise I'll do it the next break.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you, my friend. One last call. Here's a guy who's calling us from our affiliate's radio station somewhere. Is that right? Hello?
Yeah, Hot Talk 1430 in Gainesville, Florida.
All right. Hello, sir.
Hey, Mike Young here. Did you guys call like 10 minutes ago to our front office looking for information about Floyd?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, we talked to some receptionist.
Yeah, I want you to know that some receptionist, Brenda, is very, very upset at you guys.
Well,
you guys called up and you got to understand, man, the phones have been ringing off the hook all day with people looking for hurricane information.
Why would she be upset with us, sir?
Well, she's like really flustered, crunched for time, calls are pouring in.
You have some sort of
keeping her tied up and like
tied up.
Rude to her.
Do you have some sort of relationship with her? Is that why you're calling?
Yeah, you must be boning her.
You doing her?
No. I wish, but
Hey, are you married?
Hmm?
Are you married?
Not currently, no.
How about her?
No, she's single too.
There you go. You must be boner. You know what? She probably didn't even say anything to you. You probably just heard that. You said, you know what?
Yeah, let me call them. Let me call those guys and straighten them out for you.
She's practically in tears right now.
Kiss my ass. Rob, rewind the tape on that. I'll play you the tape when we call her.
She's like really upset.
Oh, we said nothing to her.
Did you hear it? Mr. Big Man. Hold on, Mr. Big Man. Did you hear it?
What?
Did you hear the call? Did you hear the conversation?
I heard the last part of it. And now she's like.
And what was the last part? What was said that was so awful?
Oh, it's just you guys going.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
Because I gotta go now.
No, if you're gonna call us and you're gonna bust our chops, you better have some specifics.
Hold on, let's listen to the actual tape. And you and what's your job there at this radio station?
Production director.
Production director. Huh? You must definitely be giving her the high hard one.
Absolutely.
Hold on a second there, genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, hold. Don't hang up. Hold on. We're going to listen to the tape, and then I'd like you to comment.
All right.
Okay. We'll let you hear exactly what was said.
You got it, Robbie?
He's getting there.
All right. He's getting there.
All right. Is he still there?
Yeah. I put him on hold.
Okay.
He's on hold.
All right.
I'll set them straight, honey. And then tonight, I'll give it to you like I've never given it to you before. And when I'm making love to you, don't forget to say, you're the production director. You're the production director.
I'll straighten them out. I'm going to give them a call.
Hey, listen, I know when we're rude to people. We weren't rude to her.
No, we weren't.
She didn't seem upset. Robbie, come on.
I think this is it right here.
You got it? All right, tape one?
Tape two.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, I say that every time.
Very central, though. Very central.
Magic 101.3, how may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we're on the air, I think, on a station that you own.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Have you boarded up your windows?
No, we haven't.
How are your preparations going? What is the forecast? Is the hurricane going to hit you?
Hopefully not. We'll probably get the outside of it, though.
Has the general manager already run and hid?
No, not yet. We thought he did, but he came back.
He's not surrounding the building with all the air personalities that work at the station? The human shield providing protection?
Well, I'll tell you right there, she sure doesn't sound very upset. She's laughing.
Right, yes, right.
Let's continue to listen to this.
For his vast array of expensive audio and broadcasting equipment?
Yeah.
And I got news for you. If I'm a disc jockey on the radio during a hurricane, you know what I say? I put on Stairway to Heaven, the longest record I can find, and I beat ass out of there.
I don't believe that. I believe you're the kind of guy that would hang in there, and we would all be running.
And again, now at this point, she's laughing at what the conversation is.
Yes. Right. Boy, and you would... You're not taking into account that death wish that I know you've had for years and years, where you would broadcast... You would love the thrill of broadcasting.
Well, it would be a rush, Mike.
No, we'd probably both...
Yeah, I remember.
We'd probably both.
I mean, I was just going to say,
most of the conversation, like they all are when we call these stations, you and me talk.
Well, let's just listen to the end of it. The real McGill, I mean, 150 mile an hour winds,
mm-hmm.
I probably would leave. But I've been in radio stations where there's been fires and stuff.
Right.
And everybody else has left and I've stayed because I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's cool to actually be
cool
in the middle of something.
Sure.
You know, in the middle of something. When we had the Civil War, when we were actually being...
All right, guys, got to go.
Hey. All right. Hey, nice chatting with you.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for contributing so much to our show.
Great.
She didn't even hear that part. Yeah.
She was really, really bright.
I hope somebody blows her house down.
Let's call Fort Myers, Florida. Oh, I can understand why the woman would be in tears over that.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, that was pretty brutal, huh? Hold on a second. What happened to that guy?
Is he there?
I got to find him. Hello?
I think you've moved on to the next caller.
No, hold on. Line four. Is that you, line three?
Yeah, that's me here.
Okay. Point out to me what was so brutal.
Right. What you got to understand, man.
No. Wrong. Point out to me what was so brutal.
I'll point out to you right now. Her job is to direct the calls that come
genius.
From the radio.
Hey, hello, idiot. What was so brutal?
Are on the line for like 5 minutes, busting her chops.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
How did we bust her chops?
Just going on and on.
No, be specific. We didn't talk about her at all, you stupid asswipe. If anybody's going
to... If she is, like, trying to field all these calls at one time, you guys are taking up valuable time.
You know what you're doing? You're not speaking to the question, though, of what we said nothing to her while she was on the line.
Nothing.
And then that snide little comment at the end was what caused her to break down in tears of, like, thanks a lot for all your good information. I mean, that kind of
stuff. That caused her to break down in tears?
Yeah, she's...
Oh,
like,
you're a liar.
No, call the front office. She's, like, sniffing right now because she's had a rough day. People have been calling.
She should be sniffling because she's got you as her main supporter. That's what should be really upsetting her.
Please.
This is ridiculous. So you think this is going
to... By the way, I mean, why don't you call our news director? Our news director
By the way, why don't you just kiss my ass? We call anybody we want to on this show.
All right. Call the receptionist for information. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Hey, hold on. Let me see for a second. Who's doing the national radio show on a network and who's the production director in Gainesville? Let's do a check real fast. That's right.
Boy. All right.
That's right. Who do you think's made better career decisions, me or you? I'm standing here and you're standing there.
Hey, man.
That's right. You go ahead and criticize my career choices and what I do on this show.
I'll have you know, I used to be a manager of the Jack in the Box, okay? So I've had administrative experience.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
What?
Well, that's it, man. Just, you know, just try and be nice to people. That's all.
We were very nice to her. Now, you were not going to be nice to you because, frankly, you're a dick.
Okay.
You are.
Thank you. I'm just trying to protect our employees here.
Why? Why? It's not your job. Well, your job is, here's your job, and I'll tell you what your job is. Not even talented enough to be on the air. Your job is to take commercials and put them from one tape to another tape.
That's a complicated job.
No, that's not. That is a
not
job that
everybody can do it.
That's a job a monkey can do.
I bet you guys couldn't do it.
We couldn't do it. We've done. You know how long we've been in this business? We've done everything in this business.
Well, I've seen your pictures, and you guys look real old. So I believe that.
We have been. Well, how old are you? How old are you? Don't make me repeat questions.
I'm 21.
21?
Please. Come on. Christ.
You're young and you're foolish.
Christ, you're banging the receptionist and you're trying to make yourself out to be a big man.
Why can't you just be nice to people, man?
Because that's not how we have made our careers, by being nice. If we were nice to an idiot like you, our listeners would have no respect for us.
All right.
And you are a total idiot.
Thank you, man.
All right. Have we confirmed that you are an idiot?
And I love you guys, too. I'm a big fan.
No, we don't love you.
We don't love you. You're a pain in the ass. And furthermore, that receptionist should go out and get herself a real man.
Right.
All right.
She should stop getting it on with the 21-year-old production director. Who obviously is very deeply in love with her because he feels the need to call the show and defend her when nothing was said to her. Nothing.
All right. Just be nice to people, right?
No.
No. Who are you to tell me what to do to anybody?
I don't be dicks to people. That's okay.
Wait, have you heard the show? Do you know what we do for a living? Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, you call people up, you give them a hard time, you act like a-holes, and then that's your whole shtick. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's very broad generalization. Gee, again, though, who's doing better in life? Us or you?
Well, you guys are doing great.
Are you the program director at that station?
No, he's the production guy.
You're the production guy, right? So you don't make the programming decisions. You're not the general manager.
Okay.
So who gives you the right to call us?
Nobody. Well, you don't have to take the call if you don't want to.
Yeah, right. Again, see, there's the basic difference. We do an honest and open show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a concept that you, in your failed radio career, could never grasp.
All right.
And now you're clamming up on us?
No, I don't know what the deal is with you just being dicks for the sake of being dicks.
I don't know. There are many times I think that you could say we were dicks for the sake of being dicks. This would not be one of those isolated circumstances.
You are deserving of being called a dick by us.
No, I don't even care you saying that to me. I'm just saying, like, calling people up and harassing them is...
Okay, for the final time, and I'm going to stop wasting time because you're so insignificant, we did not harass the receptionist at the radio station.
That's an apology, too.
Well, why don't you go apologize to her for being her friend?
No, why don't you call her back and apologize?
No, why don't you kiss my ass? I mean, really, why don't you really kiss my ass?
What we're trying to explain to you, and you don't seem to get it, is that the entire premise of your call is incorrect.
Hold on, now I'm hearing that this guy actually has been lying to us. This guy has a morning show on this station, and he tries to be just like we do.
Hold on, stay on the line.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah, Don.
Scott, what can you tell me about this dick?
Yeah, he's got some morning show from, like, 7 to 10 in the morning. He tries to be like you guys, so I bet what he's doing, he's got a tape going right now. He's going to use it on his next show about how he called up the big dogs.
Well, let's find out if that's going on.
Oh, why didn't you tell us you were on air? Why'd you say you were...
No, I'm not. I'm just one of these schmucks that dubs tapes and stuff.
No, do you have a morning show?
Ask him who does the Big Mike morning show.
Who does the Big Mike morning show?
A guy by the name of Mike Rideau, who does a sports talk show.
All right, hold on a second. I got another expert on the line. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Don. Good guy. It's Mike Young, the morning DJ. I was on the show when I looked down.
Hold on, Dennis. Hold on a second.
Oh, well, he wanted to get noticed. He's going to get noticed.
Well, hey, Mike, why do you continue to lie to us, buddy? Why do you continue to lie to us? That's my favorite part when we bust someone like this. The false laughter.
Was that Dennis Murphy?
That is Dennis Murphy.
That's incredible. I can't believe he actually remembered us from like 4 months ago. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you...
He was here like four or five months ago.
You're admitting now that you lied to us.
No, I wasn't lying to you.
You lied to us when you said you're the production director.
No, I am production director.
And you do a morning show.
No, I don't do the morning show.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Does this guy do the morning show?
Mike Young, you do the morning show for your station.
No.
Your voice is exactly alike.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody
Mike
else.
Mike Young, why are you? You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna use this on your show tomorrow morning. I know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do?
You're going to try to use this on your show tomorrow morning.
I love it when we bust these idiots.
You know, and it's always some small market idiot. But they say, you know what? I'm going to get something going, man. Don and Micah finally said something about my station. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call them up, man, and get a wild bit going and get talk going about my show.
I'm not that smart. I'm not that creative.
Hey, Mike?
No, seriously. Tell
man,
you the
Buzz
truth.
Buzz has a question for you, Mike.
Let me just tell you the truth here.
Hold on. No, Mike. Buzz has a question for you.
Are you rolling a tape on this conversation right now?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not at all.
Lying. So anyone listening to this tomorrow when you play it will know you're a liar then.
Now, think about this now. If you're
you didn't
busted
answer the
on,
question.
Wait. If you're busted on me and call me a liar, why would I play it? First of all, if I had a morning show to play back, why would I play back a tape with you guys busted on me?
F you. There'll never be anything in the radio business. You can kiss my anal vapors. Really, and keep banging that front office girl.
All right, man. I can only dream, though.
I could Chinese guy also.
He what?
I could Chinese guy.
Well, Dennis, I don't care if he's a Chinese guy or not.
Chinese doesn't have anything to do with it, Dennis.
Okay, I'm just calling you.
Now, Mike.
I'm giving her my soy sauce.
Now, Mike, yeah. would you like to admit that you do the morning show, or are you not going to be man enough to do that?
What's that?
Are you going to admit that you do a morning show as I repeat the question once again, as you process whether you're going to answer it or not, or are you going to not be man enough and not admit that you do the morning show?
No. I'm like the little trained monkey that dubs the tapes and everything.
All right, then he's not going to own up to it. That's all right.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. That's par for the course, too.
That's all right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the feeling of knowing what it's like to do a radio show that people actually listen to. I mean, this must be a great experience for you.
All right, man. I got to go. Production room's open again.
Right, because you're so hot. You're so happening, man.
This guy's a liar.
Yeah, of course he is. Thank you, Dennis. There we go.
Oh, hey, you only got 2 phone calls in the 3-hour show.
Dennis Murphy with the tip-in.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dennis, right. Way to go. You actually contributed.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, hey, the guy's lying.
I know. Okay, we heard you. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, well,
bye-bye. Where'd he go? Early in the show, Dennis Murphy paying attention?
I love that.
Dennis with the tip-in.
It's excellent.
He may have moved past Homo Joe.
Absolutely.
On the scale of our favorite helper.
Yeah, but just remember the tape of Dennis snoring.
Oh, yeah, but that tape was given to us by Homo Joe.
That's correct.
So Homo Joe might actually be ahead of Dennis.
That's what I meant, yes.
Or Dom Gavin down there somewhere in number 3 or number 4. Hello. Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, it's your affiliate in Mobile, WABB.
Right.
Hey, yeah, that guy, he's the morning guy.
Yeah,
we're on the same
show. Of course he is.
Yes, he is.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. I love that. I love a disc jockey that calls us up and says, hey, why you got to be such dicks to people? This is a guy who I guarantee, I've never heard the guy's show. Right. I don't know him from Adam.
Right.
But I guarantee he'd give his left nut to be able to do half of what we do on our show.
And then he's terrified, so he won't admit that it's him.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the balls. I bet you listen to his show, he's probably one of those time and temp guys. I bet he's probably one of those 13 past the hour. If you got to be somewhere by the bottom of the hour, you have 17 minutes to get there on time. And weather together.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, why you gotta be such dicks to people?
Fantastic.
Like, meanwhile, the guy wishes that he could have a show like this.
Absolutely.
He only wishes, but he doesn't have the balls! He doesn't have the balls! The big balls! He doesn't have them, Mike.
I understand.
He doesn't have the balls!
Okay. Cross the nose.
Hickory dock. Okay, we got a break.
Oh, boy, there's a rousing start to the show.
We got a break. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a new secret sound. That is $400.
Is it balls?
We will give you the chance to win $500 right now if you're the 100th caller on our toll-free line at 1-877-365-3636.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, before we get our caller 100, wanted to hype up our next Las Vegas style show, which is a week from tomorrow.
Hey!
Las Vegas style show in Dave's Baltimore.
Baltimore, where we are free of the much dreaded Virginia ABC board.
But don't you station there, boy.
Listen to this lineup at the next Las Vegas Style Show next Wednesday night. We're bringing our liquid latex.
Yay. Oh, boy.
That means naked girls with liquid latex peeled by Buzz and other folks.
Buzz loves doing that.
Mm. Homo Joe's video of the beach house, including video of Cheryl the Big Dyke playing with sex toys.
Oh, my God.
And Dennis Murphy snoring.
Very, very exciting footage.
Also, the return of the Monica Lewinsky cigar game and, of course, the always exciting underwear fashion show.
You don't want to miss it.
It don't cost nothing to get in. It's our way of saying thank you very much for listening to the show. We'll see you next Wednesday night, September 22.
All right.
At Pedonia Station in Baltimore. We hit the stage at 9. And please don't forget, it's an adult show.
That's right.
So you got to be 21 to get in. Caller 100 time now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from?
I am from Herndon.
Chris, you have won the Patriot Harley-Davidson prize pack. Celebrate the Harley open house with Patriot Harley-Davidson Saturday, September 18th, online, www.patriotharleydavidson.com. But wait, there's still more. You've also qualified for Friday's weekly giveaway.
Good.
Tammy came up with a good one this week. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we're giving away a vacation for two to Key West, Florida.
Oh, boy.
Outstanding.
Provided it's still there after the hurricane. Tripping includes airfare and hotel and all the accommodations. That's courtesy of Arnold Schwarzenegger. The biggest name in action is back. Arnold's best. Movies are available in collectible packaging and video stores everywhere.
I don't have a puma.
So make sure you're listening to Friday's episode, okay?
Got it.
Now, let's get on to the pressing business of the secret sound.
Okay.
We're up to secret sound number 3. It's worth $500, and it is, frankly, the toughest secret sound we've had thus far.
Wow. Really?
Are you ready for a free listen?
I am ready.
This is a free listen.
Okay.
No obligation.
No obligation.
So that was your free listen. Now I'll give you your on-the-record listen, and then 15 seconds to think about it, and then we'll ask you for your final answer. So let's listen to the secret sound.
Caller, name this noise.
15 seconds now.
It sounds like...
Wait! We're going to draw this out, man. We're doing our best Regis here. Do you have your final answer?
I have my final answer.
What is that?
It sounds like the slide projectors.
Would you please repeat that?
Could it be a slide projector?
Oh, we're sorry.
No, it's not.
I love looking at both of you boys. I don't know what the secret sound is either. And you both have tremendous poker faces.
Well, we got to do that now.
I know, with me, yes.
Just with you.
I understand. That's why I struggle, caller, as much as you do to figure out what the secret sound is.
All right, thank you, my friend. You and all that other great stuff, though.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Hold the line just a moment. We do appreciate it.
All right.
You know something? After all the people stopped calling for the contest, we cleared the lines of rocket. Give me some calls if people want to talk about something else that I want to discuss today. And it's what I believe is an industry perpetuated hype about Mambo Number 5.
Mambo Number 5.
Okay, this is a song that every year for the last two or three summers, there's been a song like the Macarena
right. That's
come out. It's taken, you know, quote unquote, the nation by storm.
Yeah, and it's pre-orchestrated.
Right. And it has a kooky dance that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, the song is Mambo Number 5.
I'm lost on that one. I'm not familiar with Mambo Number 5.
It's a little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of da 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 da.
It's kind of
da 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 da.
Are you doing it justice?
Da 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 da. I believe so.
That kind of rhythm?
Yes.
Da 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 da.
And
do we have Mambo Number 5?
No. Well, the record company didn't send it to us, and frankly, I don't want to spend the $6 to go out and buy it. And there's a dance that's involved with it, which is Macarena-like.
Ah, very good.
And I was talking to a guy from the record company today, not the record company that puts out that record.
Right.
A guy that works for the other record company who sends us some free records all the time. And he said to me, oh, that's totally from the industry.
Mm-hmm.
That they had a meeting.
Right.
They got together and they said, we need a catchy song for the summer. And I guess some schmuck had recorded this song and they had released it over in Europe or something.
Mambo Number 5.
Mambo Number 5. And now that's supposed to be it. I was wondering if anybody really likes it or if it's just...
Have you heard this Mambo number 5?
I think I have heard it. I guess the question now is, do they play this a lot in clubs? Are people really dancing to it?
I don't know.
Because we had a, you know, we always like to get in touch with what's happening in the clubs.
Hello. Donna Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
I was wanting to know, what do you guys think about that, name in it about Monica?
The what?
In the song Mambo number 5?
Yeah.
Okay, it sits there and says a little bit of Monica in her life.
Yeah, what do you tie in? You mean to Monica Lewinsky?
Do you think I was put in there because of that?
No, I don't think so. Because I think the song's got like a million different girls' names in there.
Oh, we all know that Monica Lewinsky captured the American consciousness.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes. How are you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Radio God, just calling to give you a little heads up on this Mambo number 5 thing.
Yes.
Is by a guy named Lou Bega, and he actually has a whole album out. The whole album sucks, but this number 5 thing...
I just want to know if it's real or if it's industry hype. That's all.
Absolutely industry hype, man. They're hyping it like it is, but I tell you what, in this area, they don't even play this thing in clubs. They play it at, like, old folks' home because it absolutely blows.
And what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm in the music industry.
What does that mean?
I work for a record store. I'm a pretty big loser, actually.
Well, no, but at least you're honest. You know, you're working for a record store.
That's like a guy who says they meet somebody and says, I'm in the movie business.
Exactly.
He works at Blockbuster.
Yeah, I do a lot of renting.
Where do you work? What record store do you work at?
Tower Records.
All right. Yeah, Tower Records is a good store.
We were consigning the Dennis Murphy CD over Christmas time.
Is it jumping off the shelves at Tower?
I'll tell you what. It is selling very well, especially the single.
Then maybe the industry hype has caught on to regular people.
And here you are, just, you know, fanning the flames, because I now have got to hear it. I've got to hear that song. Someone's got to bring it down here, because I hate it when you're talking about something that I'm out of the loop on, and now I've got to hear that song. It sounds from your rendition of it like it might be something I... You know, all the elements are there. You have that kind of swing sound to it, and then he mentions old folks' homes. Sounds like it could be my kind of music.
Absolutely. Little old ladies dancing with their walkers.
Really?
I have a question for you. At Tower Records?
Yes, sir.
Do you guys sell Dreamcast stuff?
Not yet. I think our store will probably start selling that sometime in the next week.
All right. Do you sell CK cologne?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
That would be good for my birthday, Mike.
I'm going to aim higher than that.
But yeah, really, if you're going to go on our price limit, I mean, about 8 bottles of it. My birthday's Friday. Hey, Charlie, do we have a nude for Friday? Do we have the Banana Girls coming in Friday? Are the Malibu twins coming in Friday, or are the other girls coming that gave us the...
I want Dr. Phil's girl.
The show for the number one rating.
Dr. Phil's girls are coming in?
Yes. Ah, beautiful.
Talked to him last night.
Beautiful. Dr. Philgood's girls are coming in Friday for my birthday show.
Dr. Philgood's girls are the best.
Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
He doesn't speak it, but he agreeth with me.
The reason I asked... thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Have a good day, y'all.
The reason I asked this guy about Tower Records is that last night when I got home...
Right.
Before the Broncos game, I was playing my Dreamcast, playing NFL 2K.
Right.
And in a spastic moment, I yanked on the controller... And the whole machine came crashing on the floor, and I scratched the disc.
Oh,
the game disc.
Ooh. So now all the players are like eating their young, or
what? Well, no, it won't even go. Now it just says it cannot read disc. So I got up today, and I immediately went over to Best Buy. I said, looking to buy this again. They said, it was sold out. So then I went to Circuit City. They said, we're sold out. Then I went to Tyson's Corner. They said, we're sold out. So finally, I called Broyhill. And I said, I got a real emergency.
I bet you'd need a dust cover for that new machine, wouldn't you?
No. I didn't want a dust cover. But I finally found a place. I finally found a Best Buy all the way in Bailey's Corners that actually had
the
game left.
Oh, hey. You drove all over the place trying to find
it. Yeah. Cookie crazy I am.
And you found it.
I found it.
Good.
Found it. Got it.
That's important.
Oh, it's important to me.
I know it is.
I'm hooked on that now.
And I'm sorry every time you talked about that. When you came into the fantasy draft the other day and you were talking about it, and I know you were looking around the room and you were you know, everybody was responding to you, and I know I didn't give you the response that, you know, I gave you the response that you give me sometimes that's just kind of like smirking and the whole
thing. That's all right.
I know it excites you. I know.
It does.
I know you get charged up.
I was not crushed.
I know
that you did not share my excitement for the Sega Dreamcast.
It's just so funny when you get that jacked about it. It's funny to see your reaction.
They look like real players, man. They look like real guys. They
better than the Madden thing.
It's better than any video football game you've ever played.
Because of the graphics.
Ever. Because it looks like real guys playing a real game.
Is the movement real? I mean, the way they run around?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, they got little muscles and everything.
Really?
They got Band-Aids on their noses. You know how the players wear the Band-Aids on their noses?
I really sincerely would like to see that because it sounds like it's true.
Kicks ass, man. I started seriously getting the DTs today because I couldn't find the game. I thought, I've already started a season, you know, and I've saved the season in the memory card.
Right.
So I could just go out and buy the new game, but then thank God I got it. I was such a nerd. I called this Best Buy over at Bailey's. I said, listen, how many do you have left? You know, and the guy on the phone, who obviously just runs like the whole video department, he said, I don't know, 5 or 6, I think. I said, listen, put one aside for me. He said, I don't think you have to do that. I said, put one aside for me.
In case, you know, 5 guys were driving there at the very same moment.
Right.
You wanted to make sure that
I had it.
With your name on it.
And I got it. And he laughed at me when I showed up. Because as soon as I walked into the video game department, I said, hi, I'm looking for... And immediately he knew. He said, NFL 2K, right? You're the guy that called, right?
Said, were you able to get trade your other one in, or was that...
No, because I broke it.
Yeah. So that would be another $60 that you add to the to the total.
Yes, I just ate $60 more. but I had to have that game. That's so realistic.
Sure.
That game kicks so much ass.
Do they have, for the people that are not just into football, do they have... I mean, are the graphics great on all the other games, like shooting games and flying games and stuff like that?
I also bought the game Hydro Thunder, which is where you're in racing boats.
Oh, now see, now we're talking.
That game kicks ass. And it's very much like the pod racer in Star Wars.
Right.
That's how fast these boats go.
Are the graphics on this better than some of the games you would even run on your computer?
Yes, a million times better.
Oh.
A million times better.
All right.
It kicks ass, man.
That sounds cool.
It's
sounds
great.
Really decent.
It's great. I'm an idiot. I just realized on Friday I'm going to be 41 freaking years old. And here I am. I am all jacked up about my new video game system.
It's good, though. Keeps you young.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hello there.
This, the Mambo Number 5 song?
Yeah, baby.
It is playing all over the place on the top 40, you know, the news stations and the top 40.
Oh, they're playing it?
Well, all over the place.
Does anybody really like the song? I mean, what about the stupid dance?
I haven't seen the dance.
I like it, and I don't even have it yet. I like it.
It has a good beat to it.
But the dance, see, that the dance, the guy at the record company told me today that this is all part of the prepackaging from the record company, that they found the goofy song that had been released in Europe, and then they invented the dance to go along with it, and they released it now because they see now the trend taking them all the way through the holidays.
Wow.
I can believe that really. As a matter of fact, in the song, they talk about how you step this way and you step that way.
Oh,
you do
sure.
This and you do that.
You do the hokey pokey and you shake it all about.
Yeah, basically.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I must acquire this Mambo Number 5 you speak of.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Dan Rice.
Wonderful.
It's a smash.
I'd like to see the Rices. I'd like to see Dan and Linda Rice do Mambo Number 5.
Mambo Number 5.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Amanda. Hello. I'm sorry. Yes. Hello there. You're on the air, Amanda.
All right.
Hi.
I tell you what, Mambo Number 5 is pretty good. It's got a good beat to it. But why do record companies and radio stations run songs in the ground? Like now it's on twice every hour on every station. So by the time you've heard it 3 times, you're sick of it because it's been 3 times in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Because... radio guys are idiots.
Yeah, we're all idiots, but we also realize that the public wants familiarity, and if they like something, they want to hear it again.
Play it
again
over and over again.
Right. It's like when you go to a concert, you want to hear your favorite artist do the song that you know. That's what it's all about.
I mean, frankly, that's why Mike and I don't work at stations to play records anymore, because we found it too maddening.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a song that you really hate, even if you have a song you love, after a while, I mean, imagine if you are a captive audience, you have to hear it all the time. That's what we went through.
When I worked at a station in Chicago one time, to turn their records over, the hottest records, every 70 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, Buzz worked at that station with me.
Meaning
that if you played a song at 7 o'clock, you had to play it again at 8:10, and you had to play it again at 9:20.
And we used to work at the old station when we did the morning show. We had songs like Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
You want to talk about Welcome to Hell.
Right, that's a prime example. Try playing that every 90 minutes.
right?
Oh,
putting on the Ritz by Taco. I mean, I remember all the songs that really were like, make it stop!
My favorite line that you used as a DJ was, all the same songs, just in a different order. That's the secret to our success.
Yeah, and the program director used to call me in and say to me, why do you say that? Because it's the truth. That's how I would start my show every day. I'd say, good evening, Chicago, all the same songs, just today in a different order. And I'd get hotlined. I'd immediately get hotlined. I hated being hotlined by the program director.
But you were right. You were telling the truth.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But now we don't have to worry about that, Mike.
No, we don't.
We don't play any crap.
Now it's all the same arguments, and just in different order.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Arguments that everybody can agree on.
Even the boss.
Oh, God. Oh, the best mix of arguments about sports, sex, and movies.
We asked you what kind of arguments you'd like to hear on the radio.
You said you wanted more arguments about sex. Okay. We delivered.
More arguments and less nonsense. There you go. Oh, God.
You said you wanted more two-girl shows.
Mm-hmm. So we're delivering.
The best mix of arguments.
Yeah, hello, Dave.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, fellas. I just want to let you guys know, I'm pretty sure that's an old Louis Prima song.
Oh, man! It's Louis! Is it really?
Yeah, I saw it. I was watching E!
Is it
your
Papa
favorite
Loves
show?
Mambo?
Da-da-da, yeah, it was, Mambo. There was some thing about the Rat Pack, and they were showing an old show that they were doing.
Hey, if it's Louis Prima, it's can we get it now? I want it now.
Someone will bring it down, Mike.
Someone bring this mambo
number five.
If it's an old Louis Prima song, I mean, now wait a minute. Are you confusing that with like Jump, Jive, and Whale, which is
no.
All right,
but it might obviously be. They did the same thing with an old song.
I just say this sounds to me like Mambo Number Two. Okay,
oh,
if you know what I'm saying. Mambo Number Two. All right, thank you.
Hey, one more note for you guys.
Yeah.
You consider yourself a loser with this whole game thing. Well, fantasy football.
Yeah,
I had Vinny Testaverde. So,
All right. Well, you and Eric Bickle can commiserate. Thank you, my friend.
Yep. See you.
Thank you. All right. Well, you know, I guess this Mambo Number Five thing is real. But then now I'd like to know, does anybody know the dance?
Is it from your? I want to see now. All he had to say was Louis Prima, and I'm such a big Louis Prima fan. I was a Louis Prima fan before they started doing Gap ads. You know, the Gap jeans ads things.
Whatever.
You know. Congratulations on
Thank
that, Mike.
I have several. I am a Louis Prima fan. I own several Louis Prima records.
Louis Prima is a gay. I want to know, you walked into that, Hank.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
I didn't want you saying anything to me later.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
All right. Hello. John and Mike show. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. They ran a great Larry Sanders last night. Speaking of Hank.
Yeah, what did he do?
They ran the one where Larry is taking time off to be with his brother.
Okay.
So John Stewart is the guest host, mm-hmm. and the network wants John Stewart to get the job for
right.
a ton.
It's towards the end.
Right.
Towards the end.
So
right.
first John Stewart books the Wu-Tang Clan on the show, mm-hmm. and Hank comes out and tries to talk to them.
I just like that concept.
They're standing around there going like, hey, what's up, man? I'm down with that. And Hank comes out with their CD.
Right.
He goes, you know what? I'm so into this. And one of them goes, where's Dirty Old Bitch? And they look at him, they go, no, man, you mean Dirty Old Bastard? And he goes, yeah, Dirty Old Bitch, where's Dirty Old Bitch? And they go, he's in the joint. And then Hank goes, yeah, those effing cops. I've got a bunch of parking tickets right now. Those effing cops. It's great. And then the second part of the show, you never saw this one?
No, I never saw this one.
The second part of the show is that Jon Stewart wants to do a skit where he dresses Hank up like Adolf Hitler and makes him come out and play Jeopardy, where the answer to every question is like everything that's wrong with the world.
Right.
The answer is always... the Jews?
Sure.
So Hank dresses up like Hitler.
Oh, God.
And they call him Adolf Hankler. And he comes out and he goes, Sieg Heil now.
Oh, God.
And the skit never gets on the air because the network cancels the episode and they go with the best of Larry.
Oh, my God. I wish I'd seen that one.
Classic Larry Sanders show last night.
I wish that show was still on the air.
Oh, it's so good. And Hank is my favorite. Know that Hank is the best part of that show.
It's true.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
I
I'm a Louis Prima fan. Louis Prima. I went to a Louis Prima concert. What does that mean? Louis Prima is a gay.
Oh, I wish that show was still on. Yeah, I really do.
I wish they'd bring it back. I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe. But you know, I don't think Larry Sanders. I don't think that Gary Shandling has the motivation to do it.
You know, sure, that looks to me like it might have potential, though, is that show Action? A show with Jay Moore.
He looks good. He's the perfect. If they typecast him as the a-hole, which I think they have,
yes,
it's going to be perfect.
He plays a Hollywood slicky boy agent,
right.
And it's a show that was originally sold to HBO.
Mm-hmm.
HBO decided not to air it, so Fox picked it up.
Right.
And rather than cut out the language,
mm-hmm.
Fox is just going
to
beep out all the dirty words.
Oh, boy.
So it's
going to
be like watching a real regular HBO show, except they're just going
to
beep out the F's and the A's.
And he was great as the Dick and Jerry Maguire, so I think that'll work real well.
He's made a bunch of bad movies since then, though. Did you see the movie he made with the talking parrot?
No.
The movie Pauly?
No.
Jay Moore? It's an awful movie. And he was also in the bad movie with Jennifer Aniston where he pretended to be your boyfriend.
Well, that's where they miscast him, you know.
Right.
That's where they try to get him out and make him kind of a romantic lead. No!
I think he's a good actor, though.
Excellent actor.
I've seen him on Jay Leno,
mm-hmm.
and he was funny on Jay Leno. He was really a funny guy.
That's a truly original concept where they bleep it out and they keep it in there. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Right on.
Yes. Well, that was very rude. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Unfortunately, I'm one of those mobile DJs that you hate.
Yeah.
But we get requested for the Mambo number 5 all the time.
Do people do the dance?
Yeah, some people do it. You get people that do their version, and basically it's a lot of hip thrusting.
Hello, everyone. Let's now play Mambo number 5. Who'd like to dance to this? Welcome to your sock hop.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. I didn't cut you off.
This is Jim Elliot. I'll be your mobile DJ this evening. Fantastic. Here's Mambo number 5.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Oops, that's a deadline. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, this guy performed the song on Regis and Kathy Lee. And
really?
He tried to do the dance, and Kathy Lee could not move to it at all.
Yeah, that's why she's going to get those great reviews when she does the Broadway show.
Can't wait.
You guys are going to love the video. There's a lot of skimpy girls in little clothes dancing.
Oh, well, good. We'll look forward to that. Is the dance stupid?
It's a lot better than the Macarena.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we'll get a copy of the song, and then we'll get someone to teach us to dance.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see if it's real or hype. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Eric from Fairfax.
Yes. Hello, Eric.
I got to tell you something. I love Louis Prima. I grew up with Louis Prima.
Oh, man, he's
anybody
fantastic.
That redoes his song deserves to get shot in the knee.
All right. Thank you.
Long blast for me, Louis Prima.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Anne-Marie. Thank you.
Anne-Marie.
Goodbye. We are up on a break, and we'll be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let me tell you about this thing with my parents and my brother.
Yeah, you had mentioned yesterday that things are taking a new twist.
You know, actually, I'll tell you the basics. And I'll give him a call get him to call the show tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll tell you everything about it. And remind me, before I talk about that, I want to throw something out, kind of let's have a think session now.
All right.
Okay, let's brainstorm, as the young execs at AOL love saying.
It's think tank time.
I tell you, the stupidest thing, I know I've mentioned this on the show before.
About AOL?
Yeah, but it bears repeating. I know a guy who works at AOL, high up at AOL.
Mm-hmm.
He said that every day, you know, the AOL offices are right out here by where we do the show from in Northern Virginia.
Very close. Mm-hmm.
Every day at AOL, they have an idea box, and all the people that work at AOL, part of their job every day is they must write down some idea. And it doesn't matter if the idea sucks or not.
Right.
You just have to write down an idea and put it in the idea box every day.
That's why we all do it here. I didn't get mine in, but here it is.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
All right, that's mine for the day.
Mike, you write catering lunch every day.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm blocked.
I believe at AOL this would be turned down. This has nothing to do with making AOL a better company.
Oh, sure it does. Productivity, lunch, catered.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. Let's have a think session because
very good.
We have a prize to give away on Thursday, And I think it's a great prize because the lawns are so brown.
Yes.
Because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give away $1,000 in annual lawn care, starting with fall seeding from AgriLawn,
mm-hmm.
one of our great sponsors, for a beautiful lawn. Call AgriLawn at 938-8844.
I'd just like to say AgriLawn.
Prize.
AgriLawn, in my opinion, one of the finest companies that does that. I think they're absolutely terrific.
Well,
I've never met anybody from that company, but I just this is kind of an advanced thing that I'm doing.
I see it every week because they do the grass fields out at Redskins Park.
Do they really?
Yeah, and they got a beautiful field out there.
Yes, they do.
All right. I'm sure.
I just hope it gets back to the people of AgriLawn that I said that, and I didn't even meet anybody from them. I think they're fantastic people.
We're giving away this prize Thursday. Oh, and now I know what it is. This is the lady that didn't answer her phone with the phrase that pays on Friday.
Right. Oh, I see.
Right, so she's a disgruntled loser.
See, now your agenda is exposed, bitter woman.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
No, it's not.
It's a coincidence.
No.
Good luck anyway, guys.
You weren't sharp enough to answer the phone correctly.
I would.
No, you weren't.
I explained to you what happened.
I know. You weren't sharp enough to answer the phone correctly.
I'm sorry that you didn't win the prize on Friday, but you didn't play the game correctly on Friday. That's why
I know.
You didn't.
I understand.
That's why you didn't win the prize.
Well,
that's why you're calling now.
Hey, thanks for the DVD movie. I just got it in the mail.
Very good. So you won a prize from us, so don't rain on our parade. Don't rain on our parade.
Love you guys.
Right. Sure you do.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I want you to know, I relieved myself on that DVD before we mailed that to you, lady.
You had telepathy that this conversation was going to happen.
Check it out with my DNA. Ask yourself, how come it sticks in the machine?
I'd like to comment on this whole thing right here. I believe that this is a simple concept, that we are simply weeding out the naysayers, which we always have to do at the beginning, right. And that this is a simple slam dunk idea.
Yes. It'll work. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello.
Okay, hello.
Turn your radio down.
Please.
Okay, it's down.
Okay, good man. Yes, hello.
My brother, Baba Booey, would like to play.
Jesus Christ.
We waited through all that for this?
Oh, God. Worth the wait.
Please, and then douchebag, you hang up.
We're turning that with the callback.
Yeah. You bet it's a callback. You bet.
Oh, boy.
What have I got if I can't be petty, Mike?
I think it's a lovely idea, and you tell it so well.
If I can't be petty, I got no reason to come in here.
I understand.
If I can't get the phone numbers of people that call us and just try to screw with us.
And it's those courageous people that always do it when people are piling on.
Right. Well,
the way it works.
I can't even get a dial tone online.
Because a lot of people are calling in. A lot of people are calling in because they're interested in this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, listen to this. That is going to be such a great bit. I just wish I could find four of the people to do it with me so I could do it.
There's a positive call about this, finally.
I'm sure. Every time we start a new contest or a new bit.
People fear change. They fear change.
You know, we never get a contest.
Absolutely.
We never get a contest going that we start, and in 5 minutes, everything is worked out.
I'll tell you, though, we've had ideas that are, you know, are borderline, and we've had ideas that are great. This one is a slam dunk.
It's a winner idea.
Absolutely.
We'll get our people. Don't worry. We're not playing the game until Thursday.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, your Red Sox are going down, buddy. A's are going to take them.
I got to tell you right now, I am sorry you bring that up because I have a bad feeling. I have a similar feeling to all those bad years, and I'm not prepared to argue with you because I have that sick, gnawing feeling that something horrible is going to happen.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Thanks a lot, pal.
All right.
More positive energy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was listening to you guys a little bit ago in my work truck, and I had to run home and talk to you guys. People were calling up telling me that prize for the nude feud was stupid, $1,000 in free lawn care?
Yes.
That is an absolutely great prize.
Of course
these
it
people?
Is.
For $1,000, you get all your lawn done, all your trees and shrubs done. This is an average lawn, mind you. You get barriers around the house for bugs. You probably get some.
What do you? Hold on. Do you work for this company or something?
No. I'm West Coast man, but I do the same thing. I know exactly
right,
what you're talking about.
All right, that's nice of you to say that.
No, listen, I know it's a good prize. I know a lot of people out there with crappy lawns know it's a good prize. But thank you for the affirmation, my friend.
Yeah, man. That's a beautiful one. Anybody out there doesn't know that, you're an idiot.
We have to welcome all the positive calls.
That's right.
We have to be less conversational.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, great.
That's great.
I have a headache.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Hey.
You can't just drop the S-bomb. You can't just call up and say, oh, S, well, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
I didn't expect you to pick up on the first ring.
That's right, yeah. The phone rings and we answered it. A real interesting concept.
Listen, I don't mind that you forgot what you are going to say, but just don't drop the S-bomb.
Man, I heard that ringing and I didn't expect you to pick it up.
Oh, S.
Man, that's a funny thing. You rang twice and you answered it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, listen. That's the bit. We're doing it Thursday. We're giving away the $1,000 at Annual Lawn Care.
Yeah, I expected a busy signal.
From Agro Lawn. And if you would like to get four of your friends or family members together
to play Nude Family Feud,
to pool your resources on Thursday and come down and play the game, call Rockhead on the toll-free line at 1-877-365-3636, and you'll be put right to the front of the line.
Excellent.
Thank you. We'll do it Thursday, and now we'll be back in a minute. Thanks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The latest is on my brother.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I called for. I wanted, because yesterday you talked about it, and I was all on my way back from Wichita, back to Slinger, and I never got to hear it. Then today started, and then we got off on that, on another thing. And
good old Slinger. All right, I'll tell you. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
He's going off to thump somebody.
Yeah.
My brother, you know, like I said, I'm going to call him tonight and get him to call tomorrow and give you all the crap.
Right. He tends to cut to the chase about these things.
Okay. Basically, here's the situation. My mother and father hired a private detective.
Right.
To follow my brother around because they didn't like my brother's girlfriend.
That was the reason. That's the only reason we could determine that they hired a private eye.
Right. And my parents are certifiably out of their mind.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. I don't have to go into my history with my parents and why I feel that way.
Right.
So, apparently on the street in the small Wisconsin town,
right,
my brother lives in and that my parents still have a summer home in,
mm-hmm,
they ran into each other on the street. My mother called my brother's girlfriend a bad name.
Right.
And then my mother slapped this woman.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his girlfriend went down to the police station.
Right.
To have a warrant served for my mother.
So they pressed charges.
The police came to my mother's house.
Right.
And now they did not take her away in handcuffs, but they did serve her with papers,
uh-huh,
saying that on some date in the near future, she would have to appear in court.
Okay.
Well, my mother and father, here's the update now, my mother and father went down to talk to the police chief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the police chief said to my mother and father, listen, you're 74. He's talking to my mom.
Right.
You're 74. Go back to Florida. Don't worry about this.
Right.
You don't have to show up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody from the police department calls my brother and tells him this.
Right.
My brother is outraged.
Of course.
My brother calls the police and he says, wait a minute. You know, she assaulted my girlfriend.
He's kind of a small town sheriff here.
Yes. It shouldn't matter. And the sheriff said, listen, your mother is 74. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to make her go through the time and trouble to come all the way back up from Florida, back up to Wisconsin. We're not doing anything about it. So then my brother said, And he didn't do anything. He didn't call a lawyer or do anything.
Right.
Until the next day when he went to his job. And when he went to his job, his boss said, hey, guess who I talked to on the phone for about an hour today? My brother says, who? And he says, your mother.
Oh, my God.
What
does she do now?
My mother called my brother's boss and told my brother's boss what a loser my brother is.
Oh, my God. Trying to get him fired?
Yes, and said, do you realize that he had his driver's license suspended in 1978?
Oh, my God.
And that he had two speeding tickets, and he couldn't pay these speeding tickets, and he still owes us $100 for a speeding ticket he had.
Oh, wow. Oh, so she just won't let it go.
Right. And then my brother now has a course of action that he's going to take, but I will wait until tomorrow's show to let him call in and give you that update.
It just gets curiouser and curiouser.
Boy, I hope your mom doesn't call Ken Stevens.
I sure do.
You know, she would if she had the number.
I haven't had any contact with them for almost 5 years now, and rightly so.
Oh, you're not regretting that decision.
You know, and I tell my brothers, you got to pull yourself out of it. I said, you get in a pissing contest with them.
Yeah, and they won't stop.
Right, they got nothing else going on in their
our lives.
Right. Right? I said, so you, at some point you got to pull back. And he said, well, she called my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my brother, I said, take yourself out of it.
Right.
Think about how ridiculous this situation is. Let's say some other guy at work who incidentally is 38.
Right.
Okay, my brother's 38.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say his feeble mommy, his unbalanced mommy,
mm-hmm.
calls the guy's boss. You'd laugh about it.
Sure.
You'd say, boy, she must be off her rocker.
Right, absolutely.
He said, yeah, well, I know, Mom, she was trying to get me fired. I said, well, listen, your boss isn't going to fire you because your mommy calls him up and says that back in 1978 you had a suspended license because you didn't pay your speeding tickets.
Unbelievable.
So that's where it stands now. And my brother then, his thought when he called me was, well, you know what? Let's hire a lawyer.
Right.
Now it becomes let's since he can't afford it.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
he says,
no.
He says, let's hire a lawyer.
Nah.
And, you know, I said, listen.
You actually, you know, as strange as it seems, and you know better than most.
I distanced myself from
that. Well,
them.
What you've done is you've actually, you know, you've risen over it, and that's mm-hmm. the thing to do. You got to rise above it. It's horrible. It, you know, and I tell you, I admire you for that. I'm not sure I would have the intestinal fortitude to not want to just crawl right down into the pit and you know, get into the pit, you know, the peeing contest.
I said to him, I said, you've already gotten a lot more satisfaction than I did. Listen, you had the cops show up at
right.
Mom and Dad's house.
Sure.
You know, with the sheriff coming up to the front door and serving her papers. I said, that's a payoff right there. He says,
what's astonishing is you would think that as well as, you know, getting the payoff, it's also a way of saying, hey, all right, that's enough. But she comes right back and calls his boss.
But after she goes to the cops,
man,
she goes to the police chief and she gets him to drop it. Then it's like, you would think at that point, I said to my brother, that's like tit for tat, okay? Well,
right.
It's like you guys are dueling, you know.
It's amazing.
Touche. But then, no, she has to one-up him.
Right.
And call his boss.
To get a little revenge, which she wants for, you know, calling the cops on her. God.
Right. Because she slapped my brother's girlfriend.
How does he respond when you say, hey, you know, now's the time just to say enough is enough?
He says, yes, I agree with you.
Right.
And then I know what happens. He hangs up the phone. He talks to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Gets all worked up about it.
Is she trying to fuel the fire here a little bit?
Well, she's pissed because she's the one that was slapped.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom,
according to the target of the private eye.
According to them, you know, my mom called her a whore.
Right.
You know, and just called her a bunch of bad names and stuff.
Yeah, she's got to rise above it, too, unfortunately.
Right.
That's amazing. It just gets thicker.
How crazy is that, man?
Unreal.
I mean, you know, I was talking about it over the weekend with somebody. They said, aren't you embarrassed? How can you talk about that on the radio? I said, well,
right.
It's not me.
No, it's not you at all.
And as long as my brother, my parents, I swear to God, are certifiably nuts.
Right, exactly.
I mean, really, they're really off their friggin' rockers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Really? I said, no. Fascinating, I think.
It is. I tell you, the saga continues.
I mean, the only thing makes me feel bad is I feel bad for my brother because it really is affecting him.
Well, he's living what you lived a couple of years ago, you know? I mean, that's exactly what he's going through when they had their sights on you and now they have the sights on him. And all of this based on the fact that both of you were curious about your
being
life
adopted
and your family and what was going on. That's when they went nuts because they didn't want to tell you anything.
That's what started the entire rift between my brother and myself.
Yeah, two
and
kids
my mom
who
and
were
dad.
Curious about their origins. Which is perfectly normal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable.
So that's the update. I will call my brother tonight and see if he'll come on tomorrow and tell us what his latest action or non-action will be.
God, calling his boss. It's taking it to a different level.
Yeah, Mom called my boss. I said, oh, my God. What did she say? He said, she told him that I had a speeding ticket in 1983. In 1983, he had a speeding ticket.
Oh, God.
Oh, my parents are out of their minds.
Incredible.
I swear to God.
Unbelievable.
I swear to God they are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It sounds like the Sopranos mother on the Sopranos.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah,
except, very similar.
Except I don't think my mom's as bright as the mom on the Sopranos. although my mom's a manipulator, just like Tony Soprano's mom is.
Absolutely.
And Donna, you remind me of Anthony Soprano a little bit, the way you look and sound and everything.
Thank you, sir.
You do look a little like Tony Soprano.
I will take that as a compliment.
Yes, paisano.
Thank you.
Hey, good job today. You guys are great.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, I was wondering if I could speak to Don and Mike.
Yo, yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey.
Turn your radio down.
I wanted to find out if Don would like to sell his kayaks.
No, I would not want to sell my kayaks.
Oh, I was going to do auction them off in a charity thing.
You were going to what?
trying to auction them off in a charity deal.
Right. No, no, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought I'd try.
Right, thank you. I believe he wanted you to donate your kayaks, and that's certainly something you will consider in the, at a future date.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the rest of your family thinks of your parents.
The rest of my family, and I don't know because I'm cut off from all of them, the rest of them, they're all in cahoots with my mom and dad on this. Like, with my brother and I being adopted, after we found out about it, and then we asked, it turns out everybody in the whole family, and I'm talking about cousins, aunts, uncles.
Yeah, one or two, right, that kind of, like, gave you the skinny on what was going on.
That's how we figured out what was going on, that our cousin Al said to us, hey, you know, you guys were adopted one day. We went like, come on, that's like what the kids say to each other. Said it to us when we were 30 years old, and as it turns out, everybody in the whole family knew this, and it was a big guarded secret.
Right.
That my brother and I were never supposed to know. And then, you know, then you get into the whole Uncle Tom situation, you know, when, and I've talked about that plenty of times, too.
Right.
That my uncle was really my half-brother, who my mother gave birth to and gave to my grandmother to raise. And that's another secret that everybody in the whole family, and I'm talking about aunts, uncles, everybody.
But you guys didn't know.
Yeah, 50 or 60 people. Everybody in the whole family knew, except for me and my brother.
Right.
So, you know, who knows?
Pretty incredible.
Who knows? It's pretty whacked out, man. Pretty whacked out. I'd love to hear a call from my mom to Ken Stevens. Oh, what I love to hear that. Hello, Ken. I want you to know something. He never cleaned his room when he was a boy. He would skip school to go work at the local radio station.
Oh, my God.
Old bag.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, that prize really sucks, man.
What prize?
You know, the lawn thing.
No, it doesn't. It's a great prize.
Oh, well, no. It really sucks.
No, you're a little late piling on that, sir.
Yeah, you're late.
No, I'm not late.
Yes, you're late coming to the party.
Look, my watch is right on. I'm not late. That sucks.
No, you're late. You're late on the bit. You know, we were talking about that the last break. You're just light years behind everybody else.
Well, you know, your family really sucks, Don.
I would agree with you. I offer you no argument.
No, your brother's a cool dude.
Yeah. Right, no, but the rest of my family sucks.
Your brother's cool, but you know, the rest of the family sucks.
I agree with you.
Am I late now?
See, what is the deal? What are you trying to get some kind of a response from us? You're not going to do it.
Okay. Well, you made my day. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
He got what he wanted.
You know, some people simply making their day is actually being on the radio.
They just want to call and get a rise out of it.
That's right.
All.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of really shot it with the guy down in Gainesville.
Yeah, that's
right. We're good, really. I mean, you know, contrary to popular belief, we're good for one really, really good one a day.
Right.
Right.
Just like with sex.
Absolutely.
Pretty much once. You know, maybe again a couple hours later.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but towards the end of the show, we might be charged up for another one.
But certainly not twice like in a 10-minute period.
No, can't happen.
Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hi there.
I want to play on Thursday. I have four other sisters that I know I can get them to come out and play with me. But I want to know, is it really a nude? You're playing in the nude?
Yes, ma'am. Right. Correct.
That's going to feel a little squirrely with my sisters around.
I know. See, that's what adds to the greatness of it. It's that it'll be that awkward feeling with you and your friends and your family all being naked.
I mean, we're a close family, don't get me wrong. You know, we've lived together forever, so that's not a problem of seeing them naked. But to sit there and play naked?
Well, the good thing is you don't have to look at them.
But I know they're sitting next to me. I know what kind of shape they're in, too.
Doesn't it just sound great when you think about, like, five naked sisters getting together and huddling? And, you know, because we'd play the game just like Richard Dawson. Where we would let the family say, you know, what's the answer? What's the answer? And someone would say, red. No. I think it's green. No, I think the number one answer is blue.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told I look like Catherine Zeta-Jones. And I've also been told I look like Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, baby. Oh, please come play this game on Thursday.
Will you please play our inaugural game?
Please. Please.
I will try. Just want to tell you guys are great. You could be really horrible at times, but then again, you wouldn't be you without the attitude, right?
There you go.
Listen, all we're doing, honey, is being honest. You know, I don't care if you like us or you hate us. At least you got to admit we're honest. It's not like the candy asses on the other stations.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where every day.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's all sugarcoating. Nobody wants to be honest these days. Nobody wants to really say what's on their mind. And here comes Don and Mike, ready to do their work, and everybody else is too.
That's right.
Right. And I'm telling you right now, I mean this honestly, I want you and your four sisters to come down here and take your clothes off and play the nude feud.
Hold the line, please.
Well.
Hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on.
Don't give her time to think.
Hold on. Reel her in.
That's right. We are. We're honest, and also we're filling time. Just remember that.
Rockhead, reel her in. Line six. Pick up line six. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I've got me, my two sisters, and my brother-in-law and my husband that want to do
it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Now,
where were all those people who were a half hour ago were saying that this would never work?
I had to call around to make sure everyone would do it.
The nude family feud.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's a good thing you called, because the last girl, she just hung up.
Yeah, I heard.
She was very tentative, and now and who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I've been told Mira Savino, but I'm pregnant right now, so.
How pregnant are you?
I'm about 5.5 months.
I'm sorry, you couldn't play. The other members of your family could play. I mean, you could come down and be their coach.
Right.
That's rough.
No, it's not rough. It's just that little thing we do here. You
I
know.
Mean, how much do you show?
I got a belly.
Yeah, you know what?
Months.
I thought you liked that, Don.
Listen, in real life I do. But I mean, like, on the radio, I mean, we can't have you come down
here. Well,
then
you can look at my skinny little sisters, then.
Fantastic. Get another family member.
You know what? I would even give you an exemption. Mm-hmm. If you could get four other people, two of them would have to be girls.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get four other people to play on your team, because you're pregnant, five months pregnant, you could play with clothes on, or you could play like with
a robe.
But I don't mind being nude.
Or no.
Yeah, right.
No.
That's okay though. Okay.
Listen, you can play like with a pregnant lady bathing suit on. You know one of them.
One
of them
a maternity suit.
I think I got one of those.
There you go.
Right. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to put her down as the first real family to play the game.
I believe she's sincere.
Good. Right.
Okay.
You're serious, right?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Okay, hold on there. Thank you.
We got our first family.
What's your first name?
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa.
Beautiful. Hold on, please. That's right. And I should mention, families will be able to make up their last names if they so choose.
People do all the time on this show.
Please welcome the Smiths and the Joneses.
All right, good. Well, that's one family down.
Excellent.
One family to go.
This is very exciting.
Right.
See?
She's 5.5 months pregnant. She really wants to get naked.
I mean,
I'm sorry, not on this show.
Please, thank you.
Sorry.
I don't know why, but...
Come to the Vegas-style show.
Oh, God.
Anything goes there.
Oh, God.
Come on up. Play the cigar game.
Oh.
Give the baby a headache.
Oh, God. Oh, you.
Oh, I'm just having fun, Mike.
Oh, good. I'm glad you are.
Just having fun.
All right.
Okay. We got a break. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Don and Mike.
Oh, see, that was written all over your face.
All right. Now, you get the prize, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
That's right.
Seeing him in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike Rockhead. What's the problem?
He might be listening. I don't know if I can go into it.
Come on, you're on this show. You got to let it all hang out, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the problem? Is it something you've done? Something she's done? Something between the two of you?
Another man?
Or
no?
More other men? Plural.
What's the problem? We bear our souls on this show.
You might be listening. I don't know.
You just dance around it.
Are you married to her yet?
No.
Excuse me. Okay. Hello.
Is it something that she's angered you in some way? Or is
have you angered her? She's kind of irritated at me.
Uh-huh.
Is it because you can't satisfy her?
Sexually?
No, that's not it at all. Trust me.
You can't make her feel like a woman? What have you done then? What have you done to get your girlfriend mad at you?
Involves some other girl and...
Like another girl that you've been making goo-goo eyes at?
Not goo-goo eyes.
Some of the parade of women that come through this studio?
Well, you know my reputation, so...
Right.
Oh, God, pardon me while I puke.
Is it a woman who your girlfriend is friends with? Is it one of her friends?
No, it's not.
Is it a girl who's...
someone I'm friends with.
Is she having trouble dealing with the fact that you're the best-looking man on this show?
according to him, he's
according
the best-looking
to himself.
Man.
Yes, right.
She doesn't like all the emails and phone calls I get because of that.
So this girl that your girlfriend is jealous about,
right?
Is she a girl who has been on this show?
No.
No, a girlfriend.
She's not,
a girlfriend from your real personal life.
Yeah, personal life, past, whatnot.
She call you a lot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you talk to her a lot. I visit her a lot. Things like that.
Do you still carry the torch for this ex-girlfriend?
She's not an ex-girlfriend. See, we've been friends.
Do you ever bone her?
Friends, no. We hooked up once.
You hooked up once?
But never...
You didn't go all the way?
No.
You go to second base?
Ish. Yeah, so a little groping.
All right, so you did. So you're still interested in this girl? She's a friend, but you have obviously a bond.
Just a friend, but you know those downtimes where you're in between relationships. You're both in between relationships.
Let me ask you about your relationship with the other girl. With the other girl,
okay.
And you mentioned in between, so the current girlfriend is certainly not going to like the way you portrayed this relationship.
Did the other girl, the girl that's calling you now and getting your girlfriend mad,
right?
Did she ever give you the old?
No.
You never received a moniker from her?
No, not at all.
Really?
No.
Therein lies the fantasy, perhaps, that because you have never had the forbidden fruit, you cherish that fruit, perhaps more than the fruit that you can sample daily.
So what did your girlfriend say to you about this?
She just wants me to stop calling her or calling her back or, you know...
Let me stop you right there. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is there a chance that you would actually be able to pursue... Would you be interested in pursuing a legitimate, more extensive relationship with this quote-unquote friend?
Oh, he's not going to answer that now.
No, not at all, Mike.
Not at all?
No.
No.
How serious are you with this girlfriend you're with now?
Pretty serious.
How long have you been going out with her?
Off and on, almost 3 years.
Wow. You live with her?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That will not happen.
But this is on and off. So it's
right.
Has it been a turbulent relationship?
Not turbulent, just, you know.
When you've broken up, why have you broken up before?
Distance, stuff like that, you know.
No, be more specific.
Were they sexual problems?
No.
What kind of
I can handle my own, Mike. Quit going back to that.
Okay, right. Don't forget, Mike, he is the best-looking guy on the show.
Yeah, he's the super stud of our merry band of idiots.
So, if your girlfriend gave you this ultimatum to, you know, tonight, said stop talking to this other girl, why don't you just stop talking to the other girl? If it bothers your girlfriend that much, why don't you respect your girlfriend's wishes?
Because I've been friends with this girl longer than I've been going out with my girlfriend, and I feel, you know, a certain... obligation.
Mike, I know she might
not
be listening,
to
but
forget about that
let's
girl.
Cut to the chase. Do you feel this relationship with your current girlfriend probably is going nowhere?
No. I very much love my girlfriend.
Then why wouldn't you acquiesce to her wishes? If you truly love her, why wouldn't you do this for her?
And because she truly loved me, she wouldn't give me an ultimatum.
You know, I can tell you, because I'm very in touch with my female side, as I always have been. Thank you, Don. If I was your girlfriend listening right now, I would be furious at you.
Furious?
Furious.
Why?
Just the whole way you're talking. You don't even know you're doing that. You don't even know, because it's the way you really feel. That's what's coming through.
Sounds like you've got a thing for this other girl.
Absolutely.
It sounds like,
no,
the other girl is the ace in the hole, if you'll pardon the pun.
Or even worse, it might be neither one. It's just that you just want to fly away. You want to be the butterfly and fly.
Yeah, right. Why did you say you can't see ever living with your current girlfriend?
We've talked about it, but, you know, we just feel like she wants her space. I definitely want my space.
Uh-huh.
And we might drive each other up the wall right now if we do that.
Because he's such a Marlboro man and everything.
Yeah.
He's got to have his space.
Do you see other people? Do you see other people socially, sexually?
Meaning, do you date others, or are you exclusive with this girlfriend?
No, we're exclusive.
We're exclusive, but you're not real happy with that, are you?
No, I'm happy with him, Mike. We're going down that road.
No, it sounds to me like maybe, you know, you're at a stage in your relationship where, you know, you might want to take a trip into the other farmer's field.
If, you know, you're going out with a girl for 3 years, that's a long time. You know, you should say, fine, I won't talk to the other girl anymore. And I understand that you think you're the best-looking guy on this show. But let me ask you, and you be honest about this. Let's say there was, because I'm going to tell you, first off, you're ugly. Okay, you're not good.
But let's say that there was, I'm talking about a real
hot calling the kettle black.
And we're all ugly. We know it. We recognize the fact that we're ugly. You are having trouble dealing
with... You live
with,
in a fantasy world. You think you're a good-looking guy.
That's right.
Well, listen, I got news for you. You're plenty ugly.
That's right.
You're a lot uglier than I am.
What am I being honest about here?
Okay. Let's say that there's a real good-looking guy, and I'm not giving you the fag talk. Who do you think is a good-looking guy? A guy you think Brad Pitt's a good-looking guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What are those guys, a Johnny Depp type?
Yeah.
If a dude like that... Will you stop it, Mike?
I'm sorry. Thank you.
If a guy like that, Matt Damon, is calling your girlfriend all the time,
right,
and your girlfriend says to you, control yourself, Mike.
I'm sorry. You just had to go and mention Matt Damon.
But you know where I'm going with it. Let's say that this Matt Damon lookalike is calling your girlfriend all the time and talking to him. You're not threatened by that at all?
See, you don't not say if to they've her, been friends for years, you know, since high school.
Young man, let me tell you something about true love, okay? Let me tell you about relationships. They're all about sacrifice. 100% sacrifice. There are things you're not going to want to do. Yes, thank you, Rob. But there are things you're not going to want to do, but as Don will tell you, he's been married longer than anybody. Well, Buzz has been married longer than anybody in this room.
Right.
You got to make sacrifices. You got to. Unfortunately, there are people you have to toss away if the person that you are going to make a life with is not happy with them. You have to make that sacrifice.
That's right.
Thank you.
We haven't made a decision yet if we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, though.
Ooh. Okay. You're in deep.
You're in deep. I can understand why you're upset.
I
can understand why you're so upset today.
Yeah. I understand now.
Okay.
Decision's made now.
Okay. I'm sure people want to talk to you now.
Okay.
And incidentally, you are not the best-looking guy on this show.
not by chinny chin hair. We all recognize our ugliness on this show, but you are a member of that club.
I want to tell you something. You know who's more handsome than you are? Jim McClure. Okay.
Wow.
Really? I mean that. Andy Rice is better looking than you are. Okay?
Jim McClure.
Right.
Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry, it's the truth, man.
Oh, man.
Jim McClure's a better looking man than you are.
This is why I like you when Mikey Rockhead comes in here. It's always like this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to side with Rockhead. Don't give up your balls, buddy. I did it. It's no fun. You regret it the rest of your life.
Are you married?
Yes.
Well, of course, you have to give up your balls when you get married.
I did it with my wife and a girl I dated, you know, for like 5 years. We had broken up and just been the best of friends for like 5 years before she came along. And I hated this girl. And I always
it's normal.
I'm
going to tell you something. I signed with Rockhead's girlfriend. 100%
It's totally normal. It's totally normal. There are women. There are isolated women. There are isolated men that can handle that type of stuff. It's the same kind of women say, hey, you go out all night long with your buddies. You want to go out and do this? There are certain types of women that can handle different things. If the woman can't handle it and you're in love with the woman, unfortunately, you got to do it that way.
Listen, that guy that called my wife, that guy that went to high school with my wife.
Yeah, you hated
it. I was ready to get in my car and drive to that guy's house and beat his ass.
A normal relationship.
Because he just called my wife. Up.
Absolutely.
We're not
it's
stalkers,
a big
though.
Pain in the patootie.
All right.
The whole time she's always going, well, have you heard from so-and-so? Do you know what she's doing?
That's
have
normal,
you seen
too.
Her lately?
That's normal.
And it's terrible. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, but right, it doesn't suck so much.
You should have been the one that gave her the ultimatum and said, hey, either live with it.
I hung up on that guy. Well, there's a married guy who's trying to tell you to be a big man and tell your girlfriend to blow off.
Yeah, when he would never think of doing anything of the kind with his own. Right.
And it also sounded like he was also married to his sister in West Virginia. But
hello.
That's true.
Don and Mike Show.
Dump the bitch.
Okay.
Dump
the bitch.
She's not going to like that.
Don and Mike Show.
I don't like that either.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary in Greenville.
Yes,
and I think that Mike does not need to be dating the same person for 3.5 years without a commitment.
Here, here.
Rockhead. That's
you
a good
that,
point, man.
We are still young, though. I'm 24 years old. She's 23.
You're not that young. You know,
maybe
you're
not ready to make that commitment.
Well, then maybe you need to find someone to
make
date
that commitment.
Or not date one person.
Mike, you've been dating her for 1/8 of your life. Put it in perspective. That's an awful long time.
Thank you, Brains.
Very good, Brains.
All thank right. you, Rob.
Thank you.
Always brings mathematics into it. It always helps his argument.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with Don that the girl, she would probably be upset about that because, you know, I did that with my boyfriend and, you know, there was a guy that I really liked and I had...
Four.
Oh, no, Rockhead, that is totally out of line.
Rockhead just called you a whore.
That is totally out of line.
Apologize
to this woman.
And I went to, we went to like elementary school and everything together. And I feel like, and when I started dating my boyfriend, we've been dating for like 2.5 years now, and...
He's not even listening to you. Thank you, though.
Just loving that he said that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just love
your reaction.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
How old is the Rockhead?
He's 24. He's 24.
The Rockhead needs to look forward and never look back at 24.
Thank you, sir. I agree.
Okay, that's somebody that's giving you his own advice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Listen, I say do what you want, but I think really you should respect your girlfriend's wishes. If it bothers her, or at the very least, you know, hide it from her, man. Don't be so stupid as to call the girl in front of her.
Or make the decision that maybe it's time to pull the plug.
But she knows we've been friends forever, and when we hooked up, it was years ago, back in high school.
But maybe she, you know, maybe this reason that you are holding on to this other relationship is speaking to deeper issues.
And this other girl's a boyfriend as well. It's not like she's pretty.
You
two, you and this other girl, you are mind-effing each other. That's what you're doing. And I mean that literally, you're mind-effing each other. That you both have this thing going.
Let me ask you, when you were 24, you guys didn't have friends that were girls?
Buzz, no.
I know you had many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, see? I did,
okay. But I was, you know.
I swear to God, I didn't.
I had lots of
my only
girls.
Friend I had that was a girl was my wife.
It was important to me to marry a woman who can understand things like that.
I was jealous
at the drop of a hat.
Yeah,
I had lots of friends
that
were girls, and I also had more friends that were girls than were guys, and I related to them better.
No,
thank you, Doc. I'm just kidding. That's not true. No, that's not true.
See, Buzz understands me.
I wouldn't go that far. I was engaged to be married when I was 24. I was engaged to be married, and please don't take into account the fact that marriage failed.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we got to do a break. Yes, sir.
You guys kick ass.
Right, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me. I'm still in Alexandria. I want to play the game.
Oh, the guy about the feud. Right, hold on a second.
The feud.
Hold on a second. Have you contacted any members of your family yet to ask them?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't heard from the girls yet. I've heard from one of the guys.
All right, hold on. We'll get all the rest of your information. Hold on a second.
The guy's like, I'll do it.
Okay, one last call, and then we're going to move on. Would you like to call her on the air?
Rocket?
No.
I found that really helps my relationship.
No,
with
Don
my
has used
she will
that.
Not go for that at all. Trust me.
Don has used that with his relationship to help him build his relationship. And I also will tell you this kind of a warning. He's the only man in America that can do that.
Hello, Deanna.
Hello.
Deanna, you're the last call. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling because my husband told me that no man can truly be friends with a woman without wanting something else.
That's absolutely right.
It is right.
Of course it's right.
All my guy friends.
Right.
Your husband's a dick.
Rocket. Why do you say that?
Because
he's an idiot.
You wish you could be as big a dick as he is.
Why do men have to fill women with these thoughts?
Because it's true. Men and women think totally
not
different.
At all.
Oh, please. I think your girlfriend, that might be the one thing in this whole exchange that she enjoyed, you saying that to that woman.
If I wanted to bone this girl, I would have.
No, you've thought about it many times, and that's the problem. Your girlfriend knows that.
I haven't thought about it in years.
If you wanted to bone her, you could have.
You could have.
Because you're so strikingly handsome and all.
Dudley.
Right.
Well, exactly. You know, you probably are staying friends with her because you think she wants to bone you.
That's a good question.
I told you. I think they're both boning each other in their minds. I really do. It's one of those.
Of course it is.
They're having sex without having sex.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And she probably, like your girlfriend, feels that quality that you require in a woman, which is a woman who makes you feel better looking than you actually are.
Exactly.
You
keep her around, so she'll make you feel better. Like, you have a lot of women on a string.
Well, we've all hung out together as a group. You know, we all get along.
Well,
but
why is your girlfriend so jealous then, if she's been included in everything you've done?
Well, I'm not included in everything, but, you know, we've all hung out together. But I've also gone to visit this girl. I think that's the problem.
You've gone to visit her.
Well, yeah, she doesn't live around here. I'm not, you know.
Where does she live?
From home.
Where does this other girl live?
Pennsylvania.
So you spend the night with her?
No.
What's that bit that you guys play about the priest that spends the night?
Is this the Amish girl that you sneak in and visit?
Don't come knocking when the buggy's rocking.
Rocking. You're a mess.
Get rid of the girlfriend. I mean, get rid of the extra girl.
He does like driving out to Dutch country, though, to bang some Amish girls on the weekend.
He does.
He really does.
Absolutely.
You know, he gets him, he pulls out that safety triangle.
That's right.
It's all natural.
Bell.
All right, thank you.
Natural, right? Mm-hmm.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Right, no shaving up there.
How'd you like to churn my butter stick? Baby, I'll raise your barn. Okay, Rockhead, none of this would even have come up today if you wouldn't if you're having a problem, keep it to yourself.
That's fine.
All right. And go back there and answer my telephones. Get me another family for this contest, please.
Okay, enjoy your day.
Cheer up.
Cheer up for
keep
crying
thinking
out
you're
loud.
Good looking.
Thank you, Joe Rockhead.
All right.
Look at him.
There he goes.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God.
24.
My God.
Is there an uglier guy that's ever worked here
absolutely
than him?
No, I mean, he'd be good looking if you know you took that nose off and sent it away and had it remodeled.
He's so funny. He's so much better looking than we are.
I know.
Please. And listen, we're not good looking men, okay?
Right.
But I'll tell you right now.
Sure.
We are freaking Brad Pitt compared to Mike Rock. I mean that.
Everybody except Rob.
We're right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for your chance to name that sound for up to $1,000 only on the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
With a delicious nutty flavor, the Don and Mike Show.
The phone lines are still open. We need that one other family.
Yes.
For Thursday's Nude Family Feud, we'll be giving away the $1,000 in annual lawn care, starting with your fall seating from AgriLawn.
Who wants to play the Nude Feud?
Five people. Don't really have to be related.
Right.
But out of the five, got to be at least
two girls.
Absolutely.
And the whole game on Thursday will be played in the nude. It won't be like strip trivia where it's a succession of events that force you to take off your clothes.
Nope.
You come down to play the Nude Feud on Thursday.
Right.
Five people on this side, five people on that side. Both sides, both families naked.
Yep.
One family walks out with the $1,000 in annual lawn care.
Yeah, winner takes all.
That's on Thursday's episode. We have one family already.
Yes, we do. And there'll be some kind of consolation prize for the other family.
Oh, sure. Right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Chicken.
We need one more family. Hello, Don and Mike.
All right, that's
somebody who hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Come on now, speak to us.
Hello.
Hello there, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
Liar.
No, you're lying.
No, we have a very distinct telephone number.
Uh-huh. Actually, my insurance agent gave me this phone number. What radio station is this?
Where are you calling from?
Murphy's, California.
Murphy's, California?
Yeah.
Genesis hometown?
Huh?
Huh?
Where are you guys at?
This is the insurance company.
No, it's not.
Yes, this is C-word insurance.
There's nothing that we can't do.
Oh, there isn't, huh?
That's right. Call us at 1-800 can't we help you? All right, thank you.
Maybe
you do have the wrong number. Who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello there. You're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Mara. What would you think Charlie would do for Mikey Rockhead's situation? I'll hang up and listen.
What he'd do is he'd just go listen to the show and then call from his hang glider like you're doing.
Hello. Jesus. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, you know, I want to tell you something about Charlie. About Charlie's 2X Avalanche.
Yeah, what did he do now?
It's nothing that he did. When we had our fantasy football draft,
right,
this past Saturday, there's a guy from the tech radio show.
Okay.
Who, I swear to God.
Yes.
This guy.
He's Charlie.
This guy.
He might not talk like Charlie, but he
is Charlie.
He is what we've always thought Charlie would be.
And we're going to invite him out to our next Las Vegas-style show.
Good. Yeah, it's going to be a nonverbal thing where he comes
just
out.
Just bring him out on stage.
Takes a quick bow.
And introduce him as Charlie Stewart Stavlock.
Absolutely.
Did you notice during the fantasy draft, not only is he about 6'8".
Right.
Not only is he about 300 pounds. Not only does he have a shaved head.
Right.
He had overalls on.
He had overalls on, and we were just looking over. And every time that they would be picking, I actually got up one point during the fantasy draft, came over to Don. I said, look who's picking. Because, he is our vision of what Charlie
exactly
is supposed to look like.
The guy's a dead ringer.
Absolutely.
So come to our Vegas-style show next Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. We'll try to get him out there for you.
Yeah, I think Charlie Broyhill may already have called him.
Excellent.
To ask him to come out.
I want
to
play.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
You guys are awesome. You guys are so awesome.
Right on, thank you.
How are you guys preparing at home for the year 2000?
What? What kind of bonehead question is that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I had a suggestion for why Rockhead won't dump that friend of his.
Why?
Well, maybe she's someone he wants around in between relationships.
No, you know what she is? We used to call girls like that. She's the old EF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. The old emergency.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, in danger, break glass. Or whatever it's called.
That's what guys use their best friend for.
She's the EF.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, well, just, I love your show. You guys are doing a great job.
The bad situation is if you're in a relationship, you break that relationship off, and then the EF is over there, you think all along she has been your friend, because guys and women think differently.
Right.
And then you go over there, and you reach out to her for that particular favor, and then you realize that she really did want to be just a friend.
She is your EF, your emergency friend.
That's right. That's when you hit rock bottom.
That's right.
Let me tell you.
When you break the glass.
Right.
And you say, time for the EF, and then it turns out she's the EF.
Right.
And the F is friend instead of the other F word.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Hello. That's a bad EF.
She turned me down.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. What's an eggs Danny Thomas style?
Long story, sir.
Long story, and we really don't tell that story on the air.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those bad things?
Yeah, no, well, yes. Come to one of our Las Vegas-style shows. We'll tell you all about it.
That's right. Only two things we say. Eggs, Danny Thomas style, and Danny like to be the plate.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Not to be confused with the Raymond Burr story.
Right, which we really only tell the special people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to talk about USSB.
Oh, you mean satellite system? Yeah. What about them?
The satellite system.
Yes, what about them?
Well,
turn your radio down, please.
Well, they started a couple of months ago. DirecTV automatically decided to double up my fees. And
I said, bad to you, DirecTV.
Yeah, no, that's DirecTV.
Hello, DirecTV?
I beg your pardon?
Hello, is this DirecTV?
No, it's not.
Are you from Ghana?
No, I'm from Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Where is that?
Africa.
Yes.
Oh, Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would take it like you're a dothead.
No, that's close to where? The Ivory Coast?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Good.
So you're an African dude.
Yes, I am.
I was
geography today.
That's right. I was just proving.
Okay.
I was proving.
All right.
I have some geography.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, but I interrupted. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So they doubled my fees. I called them and I explained to them, inquired why they had doubled my fees. They said, well, it was a mistake. They were getting a double signal. They did it 3 months in a row, and each time, they took it off.
Uh-huh.
So finally, they started sending in the correct fees. And now I notice that USSB is doing the same thing. But the bad thing in this case now is that you don't even, the 800 number they give you, you call it forever. It's been 3 months.
You know what he's talking about is this merger between DirecTV and USSB that has screwed everybody.
We talked about that for a long time.
Why did you raise your eyebrows?
It hasn't screwed me.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, jeez.
Pipe down. It
couldn't be happier.
Screwed us over. Hold on a second there. We'll give you the number that we called to get through to DirecTV,
but it didn't benefit you in any way.
USSB.
The merger, that you shrug your shoulders.
One less check to write each month.
You know what else I want to know?
What?
I went to the, Don and Mike were talking about a website. But this was like months ago, I think it's on.
Right, where you can pirate that. So, hold on, we'll give you all that information. Hold on a second.
Yes, I just want to know, has anybody used it? Are they credible?
I don't know.
They're credible.
Okay, can you give me all that information, please?
They're credible as long as the law doesn't come to your house.
Right, hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, please, Rocket, give that guy the special DirecTV number that we used. 1-800-274. 1-800.
Yes.
275. 4277.
Rob has it memorized. Do you know that?
Hello, no idea. Was he doing it behind my back?
He was mouthing it. He was actually mouthing the entire number that he has memorized.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to play your game.
What game?
Your feud game.
Nude feud?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Really? Who would you like to play with you?
I want to play with Zeta Jones.
Oh, come on.
No, wrong. No, not going to work. Your own family.
Come on.
Oh, can I play against her?
No, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a guy calling us from Florida with an update on the hurricane.
Okay.
Floyd.
Hello. Hey, I'm in Gainesville, and the winds are whipping around here. And all the cars are racing by. Looks like they're heading out of town.
All right, buy some plywood, sir.
Do some what?
Well, are you at a payphone?
No, I'm on a cellular phone.
Are you, like, outside?
I'm inside my truck.
All right. Because okay, I thought that was wind sound.
I think that's the sound of his truck.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I think it might be a combination of both.
All right. Thank you.
Trees are all bending over. Spines are bending over.
All right. Well, have they evacuated Gainesville? No, they haven't, have they?
No. If you pulled your truck over, could we hear the sound of the hurricane?
I don't know. Hold on. You hear it?
Well, if your car's moving, that's the same thing.
Your truck makes a lot of sound. Just do one of those things truck drivers do. Just pull over four lanes of traffic at once and just turn on your flasher.
Yeah, you got to park the truck and then roll down the window, and then we can hear the wind.
The center of the storm's about 500 miles away from this guy.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
But they could still get some heavy wind.
Sure.
500 miles away.
Absolutely.
What are you doing now?
I'm putting my window up.
Well, my mother-in-law is already freaked out about it. And she's 2,000 miles away. I mean, she's all the way up in Ocean City, and my mother-in-law is already worried about evacuating up there.
The hurricane watch extends up to the Delmarva Peninsula.
Oh, okay. My God. I wish they would stop that.
Things aren't moving quite as fast now.
You're still... He doesn't get it.
Did you stop your truck, sir?
No.
Okay.
I'm on my way home from work.
Okay. What we wanted you to do was stop your truck on the side of the road, then get out and give us a gauge of how strong the winds are.
Do you know where Gainesville is?
No.
Right outside of Manassas.
Gainesville, Virginia.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot.
We've had a lot of dumb assholes call us today. You know what? We really have.
Absolutely.
We might be the two biggest dumb assholes for taking these calls all day. And it just seems to me we've had an abundance of them today.
Oh!
Please, hello. I'm sorry. Ascholes.
Ascholes, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don Mike.
Hi there.
This is Josh Crean. How you doing?
Hello, Josh.
Josh Crean calling.
Josh Crean, huh?
Yeah.
How's Fraser and Niles doing?
They're doing excellent.
Great.
What can we do for you?
I just want to give a shout out to my boys, Pat and Chris Raymond, the Colgan man. Peace out later, bitch.
All right.
Would that be a happy greeting or a sad greeting?
Well, that's happy, I think.
I think so.
Peace out, bitch.
Yeah, I guess the bitch is what confused me.
All right, dog. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Gladys.
Now I know that this is an awful show that's happening today.
Today's my birthday. Just say happy birthday.
Gladys, you break probation all the time.
I know it.
You just can't stand it. You can't help yourself, can you?
Well, happy birthday, Don, Friday.
You know, Gladys.
What?
Bless your heart, you're our biggest fan in Wichita. But didn't we tell you you can only call us once per month?
I didn't call you in September.
Right, it's September now. When was her probation?
I have a sneaking suspicion that she was done until the millennium.
Oh, gosh, no. But now I'm
Gosh, yes. Evans, we like to call, don't we, Gladys?
Evans, yes.
My birthday. Can I get a free space for my birthday?
How old would you be today? 60?
100?
43.
Oh, 43 and kid. Lovelier than ever.
All I know is that since she got through today, there's going to be a long dry spell.
Goodbye. Happy birthday, Gladys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, please. There she is, a little ray of sunshine.
Gladys Kravitz, flying away on her birthday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, she gave me a sex number.
Pardon me?
I called earlier, but yes, that's me.
Oh, I told Joe Rockhead to give you the special number.
Yeah.
You didn't get asked for ass, did you?
Did you call the number I gave you?
Was it 1-800 ask for ass?
No, it's 275-4277.
That's the number for DirecTV.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Call it again.
Yeah.
Come on, I gave you the secret number, man.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we're just having fun. Don't get all bitter.
Come on, man. I gave you the special number.
I'm not bitter. I'm just pissed about USSB and all that.
I know.
Right. If you're pissed at USSB, call that number I gave you. That's the number that gets you right through to them.
That's right. Or if you're really mad at them, call USSB and give them that number.
The website you were talking about the other day, is it credible? Do you know?
I don't know, but if really you want to have information, call 1-800-275-4277.
Yeah, right. I don't have sex number.